think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
And diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
We have moved our broadcast operations from the Cigar City Theater of Operations to a very familiar and comfortable and very pleasurable Forward Theater of Operations. We are in the Western New York area in a very classified location, also known as the Pooch Pit, as we are conducting broadcast and pleasure maneuvers today from Colonel Ange's exclusive Pooch Pit, where we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 grills and smokers that are surrounding us. The aroma of wood and charcoal is magnificent, and I can tell you the environmentalists, the members of PETA, are all going into a frantic rage right now, but we could care less because we are enjoying the alpha male good life front and center today. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure, long live the alpha. We are coming to you today, as I mentioned, from the Pooch Pit Theater of Operations, very clandestine location. The weather is magnificent, just a gorgeous, sunny Buffalo day, and I can think of nowhere else better today than to be here front and center with our great crew. And first up, let me welcome, as always, our wonderful host, Colonel Ange, front and center. Colonel Ange, great to be back in the Pooch Pit Theater of Operations.
Long Ashes, General, and our pleasure to have you here. It's always fun when the gang's together in the Pooch Pit.
And we've got Captain Paul front and center as well. Captain Paul, looking good?
Well, thank you, General, and welcome back to Buffalo. Always a pleasure to have you.
And we had a great time at an event that we'll get to in just a minute, but we also have XO Tim Miller front and center.
General, so happy to have you here in Buffalo. Do you know that Buffalo was just named America's favorite city to visit, beating out New York City, Charleston, Raleigh, San Francisco, and Honolulu?
Those are some impressive cities that Buffalo has gone up against.
Yes, we were ranked number one by Travel and Leisure magazine.
Yes, it's number one. There should be a caveat. June, July, August, and September. I don't think you're going to be in Honolulu in December, January, February. And we also have another friend who has brought some fantastic sausage products. We've got Butcher Dave from Orchard Fresh, Orchard Park, New York, who's joined us the last number of Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest. Great to see you, as always. And you have been busy in the meat area.
Yes, welcome, General. Welcome home. Great. It's always great to see you.
Great to be back. And I should say that one of the things we're going to do later on in today's show is we're going to do a little grilling 101 segment with Colonel Ange talking about the various types of grills, how to prepare your grills, how to get ready for summer grilling season. It really started last weekend, but Colonel Ange, it's 12 months out of the year, no matter what, whether there's rain, shine, sleet, hail, snow, wind drifts, The Pooch Pit is a 12-month, 365-day-a-year operation. But we're going to talk a little bit about how what to look for in a grill. I know a lot of people have been shopping grills during the last week or so. I was out at a number of stores, and I could see people shopping grills. So we're going to give you a little primer on what to look for. Never, you can never have too many grills, as Colonel Ange will attest.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
Brought to you by Hurdle Bay Exploration Park. We're about ready for the first pitch here. We'll give you the lineups as we go. Leading off will be center fielder Matt Becker for the Seattle Studs. .45 dropped the opener 8-6 in extra innings last night. Looking to bounce back tonight behind the right-hander Will Moore. On an overcast Saturday night here in Redding, California. Cooler than last night, but a little bit of humidity. Every seat here in the shade, just $5 a ticket. Come on down and enjoy some Colt 45's baseball. We watch the boys of summer here, the hometown 45s, take on the visiting Seattle Studs. Game two of a three-game series here. And Becker's going to lead off here. I want to remind you, Turtle Bay rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Thank them for their sponsoring of the pregame festivities here. And we're underway. First pitch, 7-12, as Will Moore fires ball one to Becker. And that's a called strike now, 1-1. Moore, a 6-foot right-hander out of Taft College in Taft, California. Just finished up his freshman year down there. As I mentioned, 4 scoreless in his last start on Sunday. That's a breaking ball down low, 2-1. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460. KCNR1460.com. Matty Novelli alongside with me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Glad to be here again.
That one is high and outside, now 3-1. Alex Hole, the second baseman, will bat second, same as last night, as is Semlicker, the left fielder. That's a called strike two, now full count on leadoff hitter. And Rawson, the first baseman, so same first four as last night for the visiting Seattle Studs here. They're wearing the powder blue aways, as the Colt 45s wearing their home golds with the white pants. A lot of great swag down here. You get hats, shirts,
swag
in black, white, and gold. Here's the 3-2. That is swung and fouled against the fence down the third base line. Very late on the fastball there. Defense for your 45s lines up like this. Taylor's your shortstop tonight. Swing and a miss on a high fastball by Moore, and he strikes out the leadoff man, one down here.
Yeah, we see that Porter, who usually plays left field, is at first base tonight.
So, yes, first time we've had a different left fielder than Porter. Torioka's your leadoff hitter. He's playing second base. Hunter Heath playing right field. He hit cleanup last night. He'll bat second tonight. Kyle Larson, your third baseman, batting third. Ryan Williams in center field hitting cleanup. DJ Porter, just mentioned a moment ago, here's the breaking ball, ball one from Moore. DJ Porter batting fifth and playing first base. Zach Trueblood playing catcher and batting sixth. And that ball has popped straight back. 1-1 now. That one's out of play right behind the booth here. Hancock playing left field and batting eighth. This is his Colt 45's debut tonight. We'll get into him on his first at bat. LeBou, the DH tonight, and Taylor, the shortstop, batting ninth. Will Moore fires into True Blood here. That's a breaking ball now, 1-2. Nice pitch there. So a strikeout to open the game of Matt Becker. Alex Hull now quickly down 1-2. Colt 45's right-hander, Will Moore. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the first two men have gone down on strikes. Strong start here for Will Moore. Want to remind you tonight, we'd like to thank Palomar Builders for the generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank you for playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Palomar Builders, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR and KCNR1460.com. You can listen to every game all season long here on the radio. It's a breaking ball up high. Ball one to Semlicker. Tosh Semlicker, left fielder, hitting third again tonight for the Studs. Here's the 1-0. And Moore's fastball is very high, 2-0. On deck is Ross in the first baseman, hitting cleanup. Had a great game last night, a back-and-forth battle. 45s were up 4-1 at one point. That's a called strike now, 2-1. Studs came all the way back to take a 6-4 lead. 45s tied it in the bottom of the eighth to push it to 6-6. And in the 10th, Seattle pushed across two. That's a breaking ball that gets away from him, and that's going to hit the batter. So an easy 90 feet there for Semlicker, and Moore beans him on a 2-1 pitch. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter. So 45s dropped the opener 8-6 in 10 innings last night, looking to bounce back tonight behind Will Moore, who, as I mentioned, had four scoreless innings. His first start was on a pitch count, so was not eligible to pitch that fifth inning, possibly get the decision. But a strong start nonetheless. Two outs, nobody on. That first ball is down in the dirt, ball one. One ball, no strikes, two outs, runner on first. In a scoreless tie here. That ball is driven deep to right center field. That's going to get down and get to the wall. Runner's going to round third. He's going to be waved home. Heath digs it out. They're going to have no play at the plate. And the runner's going to stop at second. That's an RBI double by Rawson. And the Studs opening the scoring here, 1-0. On an RBI double. First run scored against Will Moore this season. And it comes here in the top of the first. So Semlicker with a walk. He comes all the way around on the double. Still two down, and now with a runner on second base. That'll bring up McKeithen, the shortstop. First pitch is in there, and breaking ball right over the plate for a strike. And that ball is down low. 1-1 here. One ball, one strike, two out. Runner on second is Rawson. For Seattle shortstop McKeithen. Breaking ball in there. 1-2 now. Nice pitch from Moore. And he's one pitch from the end of the inning. Moore comes set. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So he bounces back to strike out the side. We'll head to the bottom of the first here from Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Square times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeVore with Matty Nivelli back here on the bottom of the first. 1-0 Seattle as we head to the bottom half. And the 45s will look to get that lead back. Leading off will be second baseman Ryan Torres Torioka out of Honolulu, Hawaii, and Hawaii Pacific University. Switch hitting second baseman will bat lefty against the right-handed starter for the Studs tonight. He'll be followed by Hunter Heath, the right fielder, and Chase Larson, the third baseman, in the hole. So two left-handed bats to top off the lineup here for Greg Catterey's Colt 45s. First pitch is a broken bat and a absolutely no play as Torioka was flying down the line. Broken bat, line drive, second baseman. Didn't field it cleanly, and that was all it took for Torres Torioka to beat that one out. So runner on first here with nobody out. And we've seen Torres Torioka in the four games thus far. He is a factor on the bases. Beats out the hit there. And
oh, yeah. He is definitely somebody you do not want on the bases.
Absolutely a threat to steal here for the 45s. We'll see if he's aggressive here early in the count. Good size lead over there at first. Being held on. His first pitch to Heath. That's a fastball in there for a strike. Hunter Heath made his 45s debut last night at an RBI single. Outfielder 6'2 lefty from Oklahoma Baptist University out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Just finished up his junior year there. Sports management major, so if the baseball thing doesn't work out, he can just switch sides and go over to the agent side.
Yeah.
Smart play there.
A lot of athletes have been doing that lately.
Throw to first. Torres Torioka dives back. He's in there. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Runner on first for the 45s. Hunter Heath looking for something to put a charge into. He's got a whole lot of room to shoot for on that right side with first baseman holding on. Torres Torioka, good size lead. He stretches it out a little bit more. Here's the 1-1. He goes. Heath pops it up. And Torres Torioka did not see it, and he was dead to rights. And a weird play here as, oh, wow, a really unfortunate play there for the 45s as the second baseman actually dropped the ball, flipped it to second. Heath had quit running and ended up getting doubled up, so that's going to go down as a 4-6-3 double play, and probably the ugliest double play you'll ever see in your life, but it counts. And there's now two down. This goes to show, kids, you always want to run it out, even if it seems like you're a sure out. Make them make the play. There'll be two down here with nobody on, and Chase Larson will step up to the plate. Should he reach, center fielder Ryan Williams is on deck. Williams hit the first home run of the season last weekend for the 45s against the Rally Factory Rockhounds. That's a mouthful there. I got around it all weekend last weekend and tripped up on it on the next schedule this weekend. So, but Larson fouls that one back here. It's 0-1. Palisadro native, Foothill Cougar alumni. Over at Feather River College, he fouls that one, and it's in play for the first baseman, and that'll be the third out of the inning. So the 45s go down in order. We'll head to the top of the second here. It's 1-0 Seattle on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Homeless Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeVore here on KCNR 1460, a 1-0 ball game as the Studs are leading here in the top of the second. Will Moore starting his second inning work. Leading off is Nate Backus. Will Moore out of Taft, California, struck out the first two batters in the first and then a walk and an RBI double. And that's the extent of your scoring as we are in the top of the second here, 0-1 now. Swinging a ground ball down third baseline, that's going to break foul there. It's quickly 0-2 here on Backus. More in the windup, here's the 0-2. To Nate Backus. And a little excuse me swinging, check swing, foul ball, out of play. We'll keep it 0-2 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond our job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. Strive to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. Our thanks to Muse Concrete for their sponsorship of 45's baseball here. That's a chopper. And it's kind of head foul down third base line there. Still 0-2 here. On an overcast afternoon here in Redding, California. Lights are on, but cloud cover has everybody in the shade today. Usually we're fighting with the shadows the first inning or two coming across the infield, but no such issue today. We're hoping that that 20% chance of rain doesn't come to fruition. Here's a breaking ball, and that is a little bit high. One and two now. And more fires. That ball is inside. 2-2. Here's the 2-2 from Moore, and that ball bounces off the plate, 3-2. We'll go full of the leadoff hitter Backus here. Backus, Kyle Bow, the left fielder, and Garrett Breda, the catcher. To bat for the Studs here, the 7-8-9 hitters. Kyle Bow had an absolutely phenomenal catch in left field in the eighth inning last night to limit the damage. It ended up being a sac fly, but it was had the bases loaded with one out.
would have scored all three runs had it dropped. An absolutely pivotal play last night in that game to keep it just 6-6 in the eighth. Studs went on to win that game 8-6 in the tenth. And a base on ball now to Backus, so that'll bring up Bo with a runner on first. And that's a bunt right back to Moore. He's going to go to first for the easy out. Porter makes the catch, and that's the first out of the inning. One out, runner on second. And Backus moves up. I'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank you for playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Palomar Builders, proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. A one out, runner on second, and Garrett Brady, the catcher and nine hitter, steps in with one runner on second. And that's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice play by Trueblood to keep it in front of him and keep the runner at second. One ball, no strikes. Here's the 1-0 from Moore. And that's in there for a strike on the outside corner. Breda didn't care for it, but he'll probably want that pitch in the bottom half of the inning. 1-1, one out here. And Moore fires it in there. It's now 1-2. On deck is the shortstop, Jacob Prater. He's the nine hitter. So we'll go 6-7-8. This inning. And he struck him out on a breaking ball down and away. He waves at it. Nice pitch from Moore there. Getting him on the 1-2 ball down in the dirt. Two outs now. And here's Jacob Prater. Prater actually playing left field tonight as McKeithen's playing shortstop. Studs mixing up the defense a little bit. Here's the first pitch. That's a strike at the knee. A nice pitch for Moore. He seems to have found the arm slot here in the second. Already three strikeouts in the first eight hitters for Will Moore. Runner on second trying to strand him out there with two down. And Prater watches the breaking ball dip low. 1-1. Just $5 a ticket all summer long here. This is game number 5 of 45. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. We'll have every single game here on KCNR 1460 for you. That's a breaking ball called strike 1-2, and he's got that breaking ball working. Just flipping it in there for a strike. 1-2 now on Prater. Moore gets the sign from Trueblood. He comes set. Kicks in, fires. And it looks like that is a swing and a miss. Catcher had a tough time bringing it in, but a nice throw as he had to kind of lob it over the runner's head to get it to first base. Tough angle, but a nice play by Trueblood. That'll end the inning. And we'll head to the bottom of the second here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Oh, honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFort with Matty Novelli here on KCNR 1460. Still 1-0 Seattle Studs as the visitors scored one in the top of the first. And that's the extent of the scoring thus far. Leading off is going to be your cleanup hitter, center fielder Ryan Williams. Williams did not start, but pinch hit last night. Started all three games in the Rockhound series. Williams at California Baptist University. Soon to be junior. Out of Highlands, California. First pitch is the ball there. On deck is DJ Porter, Zach Trueblood, your catcher. In the hole. And that's a called strike there, 1-1 at the knees. Williams hit an absolute line shot home run in game two of the Rockhound series on Saturday last weekend. That's a breaking ball. He's out in front of it, 1-2, fouls it back. Looks like something of a creative tape job there on his helmet, one of the ear flaps. Have not seen that look before.
I'm glad his knee's feeling better, though.
Yeah, I had to get a little treatment on the knee last night. That's why he didn't start. Oh, and he takes one in the back on 1-2. Obviously not intentional on a 1-2 pitcher's count pitch. But that roll, that ball rolls about two-thirds of the way to third base, down the third base line after it bounces off his back, hit him right in the numbers. That'll bring up Porter with a runner on first. So that'll bring up Porter. Nobody out, one runner on. 45's had a leadoff runner last inning and ran themselves out of the inning on a double play by Heath. And Larson popped out to make it 1-2-3. But they hit by a pitch and they're back in business. Williams goes on the first pitch. Porter swings and fouls it back. Had a good pitch to hit there, but just couldn't straighten it out. A little past 7:30 here at Tiger Field, 0-1 pitch, and he tosses it over to first to check the runner. He's back. Williams attempted to steal on the first pitch. He's got a good lean toward second going this time. He does not go, and Porter takes it at the knees, strike two. 7:15 start time tonight. We've got a 6 p.m. start time tomorrow night, so make sure to tune in an hour earlier for that Sunday night early start. And Porter waves at that one. Breaking ball down in the dirt. He's out on strikes. So one out now. That'll bring up Trueblood. Splitting duties with Jonathan Alvarez through the first four games here. He gets the start tonight as he catches Will Moore. Big hole on the right side for Trueblood. Right-handed hitter. Righty-on-righty matchup. J.J. Hancock on deck, getting ready to make his Colt 45's debut this season. Throw over to first, and Williams is back again. Paying a lot of attention to him over there after you go on the first pitch. Here's the 0-0. He goes again. Here comes a throw down to second, and he is absolute meat at second base. Williams thrown out stealing, and that'll be the second out of the inning. So Trueblood will now bat with two outs and nobody on. want to remind you tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. That's Muse Concrete for all your concrete needs. Proud sponsors of Colt 45s here. We thank them for their sponsorship. True Blood watches one down in the dirt. It's 1-0. Temperature coming down rapidly here at Tiger Field. That ball is very high. Started out with a little bit of a muggy, low 90s kind of day. And it's cooled off considerably here as we're marching on towards 8 o'clock. Lights are on, but we're not quite to dusk yet. Here's the 3-0 as he's struggling to get it over the plate. And that one is over as True Blood taking all the way. 3-1 now. 1-0 Seattle. 45 is batting in the bottom of the second here. True Blood, two outs, nobody on, but he's got a hitter's count, 3-1. Pitcher winds and fires, and that ball is in there for a strike. True Blood looked like he was ready to take his base, but the count will go full instead. 3-2, two out in a 1-0 ball game. Catcher Zach True Blood looking for something to put a charge into. And that ball is down in the dirt. Good eye, and he takes the base on balls. So two-out walk to True Blood. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock, making his 45's debut. He's your starting left fielder tonight, moving Porter over to first base. A Washington State Cougar out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Bats left, throws right. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. Did not get cheated there. 0-1. Still a few players trickling in here. We'll have our full complement next week. At the ground ball, deep in the hole. It's short. Going to be a tough play here. He comes up throwing in. He is safe. No play as Hancock beats it out. Good hustle there. Would have been an amazing play. But just too far of a throw, and we're going to have runners on first and second after the infield hit. So hit by pitch by Williams, caught stealing. Porter strikes out. True Blood draws a walk, and Hancock with an infield hit. You got runners on first and second. Two down here in the bottom of the second inning from Tiger Field. That'll bring up Austin LeBoux, your DH tonight. He played third base last night. Should he reach Zach Taylor, your shortstop? Wood bat. Decent lead out there for True Blood. And fouled straight back by LeBoux. Good pitch to hit. Right-hander for Seattle, Watson. Getting ready for the 0-1 here to LeBoux. That's a breaking ball in there, 0-2. Pretty pitch. Watson up quickly, 0-2. Here's the pitch, and LeBoux watches that one. Ball 1, 1-2. And he winds and fires. That's a breaking ball down and away. Nice take by LeBoux. He thought about it, but checked his swing. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two men on in the bottom of the second. To Austin LeBoux. Breaking ball, and he watches it. A little bit high there. And we'll go full count. Runners will get a head start with two outs here and a full count. So a single would almost assuredly score a run here. Ball in the gap could probably score two. LeBoux swings, and that is a hard-hit ground ball to second. He's going to flip it to second. A hard-hit ground ball to short, I should say. He flips it to second for the third out. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the top of the third here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free. And the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field. 1-0 lead for the visiting Seattle Studs in Game 2 of a 3-game set. We'll do it again tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock here. But the 45's looking to keep the lead at 1 as Will Moore starts his third inning of work, the right-hander out of Taft, California. Quick score update for you, for all you Sharks fans out there. It's tied 2-2 in the third period with less than 5 minutes to play in the first ever home game in the Stanley Cup Finals for the San Jose Sharks, so we wish them the best.
No, my dad's pretty pumped about that. They need to get a win.
They're down 0-2 in that series. Teams are 5-44 when going down 0-2 in the Stanley Cup Finals, but both those games, of course, were in Pittsburgh. Swing and a miss now, 1-1 on the leadoff hitter. Matt Becker, so we're at the top of the lineup for Seattle. So a raucous atmosphere down there in San Jose. Some truly ungodly ticket scalping prices going for the first ever franchise game in Stanley Cup Finals there.
Warriors, too. Their tickets are insane.
Yeah, Warriors, of course, winning in Game 1 on Thursday night in convincing fashion. 1-2 now here on Matt Becker. At the ball outside. Here's the 2-2 now, and that's a ground ball to second base. Torres Torioka fields it cleanly, takes a couple steps, and makes the easy play to Porter. That'll be the first out of the inning. And it'll bring up Alex Hull, the second baseman. This portion of the game brought to you by Palomar Builders. I'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar continues to strive to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Northern California community here. That's Palomar Builders, proud supporters of the Colt 45s. So Hull steps in here after the 4-3 ground out by Becker. One out, and the first pitch is a strike from Moore. I'm getting news here from the studio that the game tomorrow actually is a 4 p.m. start, so that schedule on ReadingColt45s.com not updated. That is a hit by pitch as he came way inside on an 0-1 pitch. Looks like he got Hull on the wrist or possibly the forearm. He's kind of nursing it there. They're going to give him a minute to shake it off, rub some dirt on it. Moore and Trueblood will take the opportunity to have a conversation at the mound. So one out hit by pitched, and that'll allow Hull to reach for Tosh Semlicker, the left fielder for the Studs. He drew a walk and scored the only run of the game in the first inning. Scored on an RBI double deep to the right field gap by Rawson, the first baseman and cleanup hitter. He's on deck. So runner on first, one out. Top of the third here at Tiger Field. Moore comes set. He fires. That ball is a swing and a miss. Right by him. Good velocity from Moore. Once again, that game start time tomorrow is 4 p.m. That's what I'm being told in the studio here. So disregard the Reading Colt 45's official schedule on that one where you've got a 4 p.m. start tomorrow. Seattle's got a long trip back home. after what we hope is the rubber match. Should the 45s be able to pull it out tonight, that one would be for the series. Studs took the opener last night in extra innings, 8-6 in a back-and-forth ball game. Absolutely great game to watch. Here's the 1-1 with one out. Moore throws over to first and diving back his hole. Here's the 1-1. That's a breaking ball, and he just barely gets a piece of it, fouls it back. 1-2 now on the Studs left fielder. We mentioned the Sharks and the Warriors. It's truly the golden age of Northern California sports fandom here.
And the Giants, too.
Unfortunately, the A's drop an extra inning game today to the Astros. And the Giants also dropping a game to the Cardinals. That's a line drive down the left field line, just foul. We'll keep it 1-2 here. Giants losing 7-4 today against the St. Louis Cardinals. Jeff Samardzija getting the start today. One ball, two strikes here on Tosh Semlicker. One out, runner on first base. More kicks and fires. That ball is down in the dirt. 2-2. Moore would like nothing more than to roll a double play here. Torres Torioka shaded slightly toward second base. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Here's the throw down, and he's got it stolen. So a good jump there at first base by Hull. He steals it easily. But Semlicker strikes out. And there's two down now with a runner on second. Already the fifth strikeout for Will Moore. Oh, I'm being told that's actually the third out of the inning, so our scoreboard betrays me here at Colt 45's baseball. We're going to head to the bottom of the third now on KCNR 1460.
Our scoreboard is FUBAR. I'm sorry. This
is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the third here, Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. Leading off 45's is Taylor, and he reaches. Hit by a pitch there for Taylor, hit on the foot by the very first pitch of the at-bat. Three hit by pitches already between both teams. That'll bring up Torres Torioka, your leadoff hitter and second baseman, with one on and nobody out in a 1-0 ball game. Torres Torioka shows bunt. That ball gets away from the catcher very high, bounced off his glove. That'll be ball one and an easy 90 feet for Taylor. So we'll see if they keep the bunt on and try and put him to third, or if Torioka gets a green light to swing away here. Torioka had an infield single his first time up. Ended up getting erased in a double play. Taking his second at bat here in the third. It's Noah Watson, Seattle stud starter. And he is going to bunt it. It's down the third base line. And it's a pretty one. And a nice play there by the third baseman to throw him out by about half of a step. Good bunt there, but an even better defensive play. That'll go down as a sacrifice, 5-3 for Torioka. Taylor to third now with just one out. That'll bring up Hunter Heath in an ideal RBI situation. Run around third, less than two outs. And the Oklahoma product out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. I'll say hello to all of our friends out there in Oklahoma listening on KCNR1460.com. Hunter Heath ended his college season about as well as you could hope for, a walk-off grand slam to win their league championship. Playing in his second game for the 45s here so far. Here's the 1-0. That ball is driven, but very foul down the third base line. 1-1, one strike, one out. Taylor, the shortstop, hit by a pitch. Advanced to second on a wild pitch. And then third on the bunt by Torioka. Very nearly beat it out. But now one out with a runner on third. And Heath watches that one down below the zone. It's 2-1. Infield slightly in. Third baseman almost even with the bag. Everybody else at pretty normal depth there. So they'll concede the run for an out. Heath fouls that one down the left field line again, out of play. Hunter Heath, your starting right fielder last night and tonight. Hitting in the two-hole tonight behind Ryan Torres Torioka. He's got a runner on third with a 2-2 count here. Here's the pitch from Watson and a check swing, and yes, he did. And that's going to be a strikeout. So Heath unable to hold up on the ball down in the dirt. And that's a big strikeout for Watson, as now there's two down. That runner unable to advance. He's stuck on third base. That'll bring up Palisadro native Chase Larson. Hitting third and playing third tonight. Wearing number 13. Should he reach Ryan Williams, the center fielder will be in there. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice check swing by Larson to hold up there. This portion of the game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. Here's the 1-0. That's a called strike. Muse strives to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete, proud supporters of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Here's the 1-1 to Larson. Two down, runner on third. Swinging a flare out to center, but it's going to hang up. And he brings it in. So that'll end the inning. Runner stranded on third. We'll head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a district. distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Got a pitcher's duel going 1-0 Seattle. As they take their at-bats here in the top of the fourth, leading off will be first baseman and cleanup hitter Rawson. Moore throws a breaking ball in there for strike one and a beauty. Five strikeouts through the first 12 batters faced for Will Moore. But he is on the wrong side of a 1-0 score here. That's a line drive out to left center. It's going to be a solid single for Rawson. So Rawson has an RBI double and a single. And that'll bring up McKeithen, the shortstop. Porter holding on the runner at first. Torioka shading towards second for the double play. That ball has popped up on the first pitch. Right behind first base. Going to be a tough play. It's going to drop in there. And that's going to be a seeing eye single. Wow, an absolute. Looks like he hit it with a newspaper. But it counts. It falls right inside the right field line behind first base. And a tough break there for the 45s as he absolute jam shot. Moore did everything right and does not get rewarded for it. First and second now, Nate Backus will come up. So Moore would love nothing more than to roll a double play ball here. Two out, nobody on. Third and first baseman playing even with the bag. Looks like a bunt. And look like he dove out of the way. No, we're going to call that a... Looks like it hit him in the helmet, but didn't look like he pulled the bunt back. The crowd wants a called strike here, and I don't know that he did get the bat back, but the umpire's going to give him first base nonetheless. So a conversation now out of the mound, and Barrett Fasking is going to come and talk to Will Moore. Let's take a quick 30-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more 45s baseball. And we're going to have a pitching change. Perhaps. Now they're going to leave him in there. So Fasking just gives him the pep talk, and we'll keep it here. Kyle Bowe is going to come up with the bases loaded. Had a sacrifice bunt last time. He'll step in here with the best possible scenario, bases loaded. Nobody outs. Best scenario for the studs anyway. As Will Moore will try to extract himself from this jam. Ahern warming up for the 45s in the bullpen here as the studs are threatening in the top of the fourth. That ball is low, ball one. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continue to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community. Proud sponsors of Colt 45's Palomar Builders. Here's the 1-0 from Moore to Kyle Bowe. That's in there for a called strike, 1-1. Infield to double play depth. Corners are in even with the bag. Third baseman, perhaps slightly back behind the bag, Larson. Here's the 1-1 from Moore. That ball is down low, 2-1. Will Moore about to deliver the 2-1 pitch here to Kyle Bowe. That ball is low now, 3-1. So three balls, one strikes. With the bases loaded here in the top of the fourth. Visiting Seattle Studs up 1-0. Into what this to this point has been a pitcher's duel. They're threatening here, though. Swinging a ground ball. That's the shortstop. 6-4-3 double play. Nicely turned there. And a strong throw at the keystone by Torres Torioka to get him by half a step. That's a 6-4-3 double play. McKeithen will go to third. Rawson does score on the play, so no RBI with the double play. It's now 2-0 Seattle. That'll bring up Garrett Breda, the catcher. Struck out his first time in the second inning. So the absolute good outcome there for Moore as he rolled the double play. Run does score. But now two outs and a runner on third. First pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. 0-1. He winds and fires. Here's the 0-1, another breaking ball, and that one doesn't quite break back going over the plate enough. 1-1. Will Moore out of Taft, California. Less than 10,000 population. Will Moore, the pride of Taft, California. Also pitches at Taft University there. That's a called strike. Gets away from the catcher, Trueblood, but the runner at third, McKeithen, wisely holds up as it didn't get that far. Unusual to see a called strike on a dropped pitch by the catcher, but he got one that time. 1-2 now with two down. That ball is low now, 2-2. 2-0 Seattle here in the top of the fourth. As they loaded the bases here with nobody out and scored on a double play, 6-4-3 just a moment ago. Here's the 3-1 from Moore, and that ball is very high, and it's going to be a walk to Breda. Now runners on the corners with two down. And that'll bring up Prater, the left fielder. Started at shortstop last night. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. It's going to be Ahern, the lefty. We're going to take a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman with Simple Solutions. You know, over the past few years, appliance diagnosis and repair has become more and more technical, while factory field training has become less and less available. Considering the sophistication built into appliances these days, it takes a knowledgeable and skilled technician to make repairs in the most cost-effective manner. Although virtually all of the experienced local technicians have taken advantage of the factory training over the years, I am the only local technician I'm aware of with a degree in electronics technology. Considering that electronics are being used more and more in appliances, my special knowledge can be a real advantage to my customers, and my EPA refrigerant certification allows me to repair virtually any refrigeration sealed system. For service, contact me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Give brand, model number, your contact number, and appliance problem. I will quickly respond by phone. Higher qualifications and lower prices. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeVore here on KCNR 1460, live from Tiger Field, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. We've got a pitching change. Local boy Jeff Ahern, the lefty, will be taking the mound in relief of Will Moore. Moore went 3 2/3 and is responsible for the runners on first and third. Ahern, the former Anderson Cub, and the lone holdover from last year's 45s team, the whole new team this year. As he comes in to try and keep the lead for the Studs at 2-0 and keep the deficit at 2-4 the 45s. We bring you this day in baseball history, and on this day in 1986, one Barry Lamar Bonds hit his first career Major League home run for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He'd go on to hit 762, which is the Major League record. He holds a plethora of other records, yet somehow is inexplicably in the Hall of Fame. Any organization that purports to be a baseball Hall of Fame that doesn't have a Barry Bonds in it is diminished more by not having him in it than he is by not being in it. Just one man's opinion here. 22-season career there for Bonds. First home run was off Craig McMurtry of the Atlanta Braves. There's a Trivial Pursuit question for you. So Ahern now gets ready to pitch to the left fielder for the Studs, Prater. First pitch is in there for a strike. First and third, two outs. Bottom of the fourth, Seattle already has one across here. And Ahern in relief, swinging in a either foul-tipped or it was foul-tipped just a little bit, right back to the screen. Barely got a piece of that. 0-2 quickly here on the number 9 hitter for the Studs. Ahern comes, set, kicks, and fires. And that ball is outside, ball 1-2 now. Runner being held at first. Ahern delivers the 1-2 here. Swinging a fly ball to right. Heath now coming in, and he makes the play. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman with Simple Solutions. You know, over the past few years, appliance diagnosis and repair has become more and more technical, while factory field training has become less and less available. Considering the sophistication built into appliances these days, it takes a knowledgeable and skilled technician to make repairs in the most cost-effective manner. Although virtually all of the experienced local technicians have taken advantage of the factory training over the years, I am the only local technician I'm aware of with a degree in electronics technology. Considering that electronics are being used more and more in appliances, my special knowledge can be a real advantage to my customers, and my EPA refrigerant certification allows me to repair virtually any refrigeration sealed system. For service, contact me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Give brand, model number, your contact number, and appliance problem. I will quickly respond by phone. Higher qualifications and lower prices. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's down 2-0 here as we head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll have the 4-5-6 hitters. It's going to be Williams, Porter, and Trueblood. Noah Watson, the starter for the Seattle Studs, has gone 3 scoreless here. They put guys in scoring position in 2 out of the 3 innings, but have yet to push one across. Ryan Williams, your starting center fielder, will lead off, followed by DJ Porter. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. We strive to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults in the North State. That's Muse Concrete. Williams steps in here against Watson. 45 is down 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Absolutely great day for baseball. The weather has really cooled off here. First pitch is fouled out of play towards the parking lot, and everybody checks to make sure it's not their windshield. Just $5 a ticket here. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Bring the kids, bring the whole family. That ball is driven deep to left field. Going way back, way back. It is out of here. Ryan Williams takes an 0-1 pitch up and over the left field wall for a solo home run, and the 45s are on the board. Second home run of the year for Williams. And it's 2-1. 45s on the board, and listen to that crowd. So Ryan Williams lights up this hometown crowd with a solo shot on an 0-1 pitch, an absolute line drive. That got out of here in a hurry. As he squared it up, and that ball just jumped off his bat. Here's D.J. Porter, your first baseman. So Watson serving up the gopher ball. It's 2-1 here. And that's a ball high on the breaking ball. Porter struck out in the second in his first at-bat. Called strike now. It's 1-1 on Porter. Let's go ahead and make that our Kia drive of the game. Kia's drive of the week is the 2000 Sorento. Test drive won at Redding Kia. And Ryan Williams giving you your Kia drive of the game. A solo home run to lead off the fourth inning here. And get the 45s on the board. 1-2 now on Porter. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. That's going to get through. Solid single by Porter. Right back through the box. And the 45s are in business here. Their second time through the lineup. We'll go home run single. And that'll bring up Zach Trueblood. Trueblood, the catcher. Also a Redding, California native. 6'1", 225 pounder. He's at Academy of the Art University. Just finished his junior year there, majoring in multimedia communications. And he hits a little topper down the third baseline. This is going to be a really tough play. He's hustling, and he's going to beat it out. Nobody's going to grab it. Third baseman tried to come up and barehand it, but to no avail. So that's a single for Trueblood. Runners on first and second, still nobody out. That'll bring up for his second at bat, J.J. Hancock. Hancock reached in the second but was stranded. He'll bat here with two on and nobody out. Porter on second, Trueblood on first. Williams has already homered this inning. And he squares around for the button and pulls it back now. Here's a throw back down to second to try and double off Porter. And he throws it. Not often you see a throw behind at second base from the catcher. Porter had a really healthy secondary lead, though, in this, so they took the chance, but he's able to get back. Hancock out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Bats left, throws right out of Washington State University. Washington State Cougar. He's up 2-0 here after showing bunt both times he shows again. And he gets it down. That's a beauty down third baseline. Comes up and makes the play. And he's out by a step and a half. So a good sacrifice there. Runners advance to second and third. Porter to third. Trueblood to second. Sacrifice bunt by Hancock. Score at a 5-3 putout. It'll bring up Austin LeBoux, your DH. LeBoux out of Cottonwood, California. LeBoux at East Central University. With a great RBI spot here. Two out, two on, one out. Runners on second and third. LeBoux, your eight hitter tonight. Grounded out to short his first time up to end the second. Any number of ways to get a runner home here with less than two outs. And that ball's down in the dirt. Good take. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. This portion of the game brought to you by Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community. Proud supporters of the Colt 45, Palomar Builders. Here's the 1-1 to LeBoux. Swinging, he fouls it straight back. Good cut. Fastball at the knees. It's 1-2 here. 2-1, Seattle, but 45's in business. Second and third, just one out. For the DH and number 8 hitter, Austin LeBoux out of Cottonwood, California. Third baseman hugging the line a little bit there. And LeBoux tries to check his swing, but he cannot, and that is strike 3 called. as the home plate umpire made the call himself, and that'll be the second out of the inning. LeBou strikes out. That'll bring up Zach Taylor, your shortstop and number nine hitter. Hit by a pitch his first time, but was stranded on third in the third. He actually led off last inning with a hit by pitch. Stands in here with two down and two on. That's a ball inside. Close pitch, but it's 1-0. So after cruising through the first three innings with only a handful of base runners, Noah Watson has given up a home run and two singles here. Bounced back to strike out LeBou last time. Now he's down 2-0 here to Taylor. Top of the lineup, Ryan Torres-Torioka on deck. Watson kicks and fires. Here's the 2-0. That is in there for a strike. Right at the letters. Taylor turned around to ask where that one was at. I think that's the top of the strike zone. At least for a player of Taylor's height. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Way out in front of that one. Nice pitch by Watson. It's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. We're in the bottom of the fourth here. 45's threatening. They've already pushed one across on a solo home run to lead off the inning by Ryan Williams. Runners on second and third here with two down for Zach Taylor. Here's the 2-2 from Watson. Swinging a foul back right over my head there. Back into the food court here. All kinds of good stuff. We got tri-tip hot dogs, hamburgers, and some very respectable nachos here. They do not cheat you at the snack bar here at Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket. You can get the entire schedule on Colt 45's early game tomorrow, 4 p.m. It's the visiting Seattle team. It's the getaway game for them. That ball is low and away. We're going to go full 3-2 here to Taylor. So nice at bat. Working the count, trying to reach for, to turn over the top of the lineup. Should Taylor reach Torres Torioka, would bat. Good size lead at second for True Blood. And the catcher, Breda, heads out to the mound. Wants to get on the same page as Watson. Zachary Taylor at CSU Monterey Bay out of Madera, California. Listed as bats right, throws right, but I'm watching him hit left-handed right now. It's 3-2. That is a called third strike as he tosses the bat towards the dugout. Thought he had the walk, but he's rung up by the home plate umpire. That'll end the threat. Colt 45, strand two, but they push across one on the solo home run by Ryan Williams. We're headed to the top of the fifth. It's 2-1 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here, top of the fifth at Tiger Field. 2-1 Seattle. 45s get a run on a solo home run by center fielder Ryan Williams to lead off the bottom of the fourth. And they strand two, so they get to Watson a little bit after a strong first three innings. They might have figured him out a little bit here. Jeff Ahern getting ready to start his second inning work. He relieved Will Moore last inning. The Anderson native and former Anderson Cub. Lefty gets ready to fire it in here, and the first pitch is bunted foul down the first base line. Leading off this inning is Matt Becker, the center fielder and the leadoff hitter for the Seattle Studs. Becker 1-for-2 last night with 3 walks, so he was on base all night long, reached 4 times in that 8-6 Seattle victory. 45's down 2-1 here. 0-1 after the foul ball. Ahern winds and fires. That ball is away. Nice breaking ball. Tempting, but did not get the swing. 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond our job sites and day-to-day work environment, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults. Muse Concrete 1-2 now. Here's Ahern. That ball is outside now, 2-2. You can check them out on MuseConcrete.com. Proud supporters of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. Ahern now winds. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Becker is down on strikes for the second time tonight, 0-for-3 thus far. So after getting on base 4 times last night, they've kept him in check here. That'll bring up second baseman Alex Hull in the 2-hole. Hull struck out in the first and was hit by a pitch in the third. Before being stranded at second base, first pitch is a ball, 1-0. On deck, Tosh Semlicker, the left fielder for the Studs. Breaking ball, that one just misses. 2-0. Crowd wanted that one. Perhaps a bit low. Here's the 2-0. Fastball in there for a strike on the outside corner. That's a line drive right at Torioka, and he makes the play leaping in the air. Needed all of his 5-9 frame there. Nice play by Torres Torioka out of Honolulu, Hawaii. And Hawaii Pacific University, our lone non-contiguous 48 states player this year on the 45s. And Ahern has a quick 2 outs here. Semlicker takes outside. That's ball 1. Ahern, body language doesn't look too happy about that call. It's a quick 1-0 here. Kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball right in there. Nice pitch by Ahern, 1-1. 2 outs, nobody on in the top of the fifth here. Ahern winds, and that's a nice breaking ball there. Swung right through it with Semlicker. 1-2 now with 2 outs. That ball is high. 2-2 now. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that'll end the inning. Strong pitching performance there by Ahern in the fifth. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. Still 2-1 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we're back here at Tiger Field, bottom of the fifth here. 45 is down 2-1, top of the lineup, Ryan Torres, Torioka leading off. And a check swing cannot check it. That's strike one. Noah Watson starting his fifth inning work here for Seattle. He's given up one run on a solo home run to lead off the last half of the fourth inning to Ryan Williams. That's been the extent of the scoring for the 45s thus far. That ball is high, 1-1 to Torres Torioka. The switch-hitting second baseman made a nice leaping catch in the top half of the inning as Jeff Ahern went 1-2-3. That ball is high, now 2-1. Torioka a single in the first and a ground out to or a sacrifice in the third. He's 1-for-1. Here's the 2-1 from Watson. In there for a strike. Now 2-2. Hunter Heath on deck. Palisadro native Chase Larson will bat third this inning. Here's the 2-2 from Watson. That ball is fouled out of play down the left field line. We'll line up and do it again. I gave you this day in baseball history, Barry Bonds' first career home run in 1986, but I want to do another one from 2004. In 2004, on this day, Julio Franco at Turner Field became the oldest player in Major League history to hit a grand slam. He was 45 at the time. One of my all-time favorite players. Foul ball down the third baseline. We'll do it again, 2-2 to Torres Torioka. And I like to think that it's somewhere out there. Now 57-year-old Julio Franco is probably playing for an independent league team somewhere. He and Ricky Henderson, the consummate baseball lifers. Here's the 2-2 again, and that ball is down in the dirt now. A full count, Torres Torioka brings it all the way back to 3-2. Full count now to the leadoff hitter, Torres Torioka. Swinging, he nubs it off the end of the bat there. Foul. Just got a piece of that one. Making Watson work here. He was scoreless through three. Williams led off last inning with a home run. 45's threatened. Got a couple runners on, but we're unable to push him across. Just got the single run last inning. Love to get the leadoff hitter on here. Here's the 3-2. Swing a line drive. That's going to be right at the right fielder, though. It's going to hang up for him, and that'll end the at-bat for Torres Torioka there. So a line out to right field. Here's Hunter Heath, the right fielder. He's 0-for-2 with a double play and a strikeout. Looking to get off the schneid here. This portion of the game brought to you by Palomar Builders. First pitch there to Heath is right back up the box. Pitcher knocks it down. That's going to be an easy play here. Two down now. Palomar Builders, we'd like to thank them for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar gives back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in our Reading community here. That's Palomar Builders, proud supporters of the 45s on KCNR Radio. So a quick two down, nobody on. Here's Chase Larson. He's 0-for-2 with a pop out and a fly out. First ball is a strike there, so After something of a laborious inning in the fourth, Watson has bounced back here. Retire the first two runners in the fifth. And he's quickly up 0-2, has a nice change up there. Larson waves through it. It takes the fastball, swings through the changeup. It's a quick 0-2 on Palisades native Chase Larson. Here's the windup and the pitch. That ball is very high, 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That ball is grounded to shortstop. Deep in the hole. He's got a good arm. He's going to throw him out. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the top of the sixth now. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. And the first batter hits a long fly ball on the right field line. They're going to call it a foul ball. Had a home run distance. That was Ross in the right fielder. He's 2-for-2 already. Stepping in against Ahern there. That ball was over the foul pole. And the umpire down the right field line kind of threw his hands up and then called it a foul ball. So it's a long strike, 1-1 here on Rawson. But he put a charge into that one. 45 is lucky that that one just hooked foul. Here's the 1-1 from Ahern swinging it. Looked like he was trying to do the exact same thing, but he fouls it straight back. It's quick 1-2 here on Rawson. Quick update for all you Sharks fans. Sharks pull it out in OT as Junas Donskoy scores a goal with 7 minutes and 42 seconds left in overtime. Sharks win their first ever home Stanley Cup Finals game and cut that series lead to 2-1. They look to bounce back against Pittsburgh Penguins. That ball is fouled out of play down the right field line. Porter will give chase, but no chance. We'll keep it at 2-2 now. So hats off to the Sharks. Going to make a series out of it. After losing the first two in Pittsburgh, they win their first ever home Stanley Cup playoff game on an overtime goal. What a game. 2-2 here to the cleanup hitter, Rawson. He's 2-for-2 tonight with an RBI. Called third strike on the outside corner, and he knew it. He just puts his bat on his shoulder and slowly walks back to the dugout. Nice pitch there by Ahern to ring him up. One out now here in the top of the sixth. Tonight's game brought to you by Palomar Builders. I'd like to thank them for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and I want to thank you for playing such an important role in the Reading community here. That's Palomar Builders. Colt 45's sponsors here. Torioka making a diving stop to keep it on the infield on a hard-hit ground ball up the middle, but absolutely no chance to make a play. That's going to be a single for McKeithen. So a strikeout by Rawson, an infield hit by McKeithen. And that'll bring up Nate Backus. with one on and one out. First pitch is the ball there from Ahern to Backus. Lines and throws. That ball is breaking ball that missed somewhere. Must have been down low, 2-0 here. Getting an update from a good friend of mine up in Dunsmuir. Here's the 2-0. That ball is grounded to second. Double play ball, 4-6-3, and that's a double play to end the inning. I'll have to get back to you next inning on that one. As the 45s throw up another goose egg, it's 2-1. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back here at the bottom of the sixth at Tiger Field. Colt 45's Baseball live on KCNR 1460 and all around the world on KCNR1460.com. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. An early game tomorrow, 4 p.m. getaway game for our visiting Seattle Studs. So make sure you tune in for that special 4 p.m. start time. And also get down here for a $5 ticket, best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Started to mention before the double play ended the inning there, got a nice update from a friend of mine up in Dunsmuir. We got it posted on the NorCal Sports Hour Twitter. That's at NorCal Sports Hour, at NorCal Sports HR. Got one of the Babe Ruth fields, a little known thing. Babe Ruth has actually traveled around and built baseball fields all over the country in the 20s. One of them up in Dunsmuir. So leading off is Ryan Williams, who homered two innings ago, and he grounds out on one pitch to the first baseman. So that's one unassisted. And Porter. Porter singled up the middle his last time. Stranded at third in that fourth inning. That's a line drive past the first baseman. And a clean hit again for Porter. He's swinging a hot bat tonight. As he's now 2-for-3. And the 45s have the tying run on base here in the bottom of the sixth. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. That's Muse Concrete. And MuseConcrete.com. Check them out online. So one out, runner on first is Porter. Being held on. First pitch to Trueblood here is low. Trueblood has a walk and a single. He's 1-for-1. Walked in the second, singled in the fourth. And he chops that one back to the pitcher. Going to go to second. Throw is wide but fielded cleanly. And Porter will be safe at Porter will be out at second. Sorry, Trueblood will be safe at first, so that'll be a fielder's choice. 1-6. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock, your left fielder. Drew a walk in the second. Sacrifice bunt in the fourth. 2 outs, runner on first. Here's the pitch. That ball is chopped up the middle. Big hop. Shortstop coming across the bag to make the play and throws him out. That'll be a 6-3 put out, and that'll end the inning. We'll head to the top of the seventh now. You're listening to Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
And we're back here at top of the seventh. This game humming right along. Just about a quarter to nine here, and we're in the top of the seventh. Jeff Ahern starting his third inning, starting the inning. He relieved in the fourth. Will Moore went 3 2/3, gave up 2 runs. And Ahern has thrown a scoreless fifth and sixth. He'll start the seventh here. Nobody in the bullpen, at least to start the inning. Kyle Bowe going to lead off for the visiting Seattle Studs here. Still a 2-1 lead for Seattle here in the top of the seventh. .45's got one in the fourth. First pitch is a strike there from Ahern. Seattle scored in the first and the fourth. .45's got one back in the bottom of the fourth. And that's been the extent of the scoring, as it's been a well-pitched, well-defended game here. Quick 0-2 by Ahern as he throws 2 fastballs on the outside corner. Pretty much mirror images of each other in a quick 0-2. And a ball there. It's 1-2. O2 is fouled off into the parking lot here. So he stays alive with an emergency swing there. Bo is 0 for 2, or rather 0 for 1, had a sacrifice bunt in the second, grounded into a double play in the fourth. Crowd wanted that one, but it's going to be 2-2. That ball is flied to right, hooking towards the line. Long way to go for Heath, and he's going to make the play on a run at the foul line. So a nice play by Hunter Heath. A right fielder there. It's going to go as a fly out to right for Bo. That'll bring up Garrett Brady, the catcher. He's struck out and walked in his 2 plate appearances. And that ball is outside for a ball. Ahern with a breaking ball that didn't quite break far enough. Line drive hits softly to short, and he takes that one on the fly. is Taylor. Looked like that one had some top spin on. He was diving quickly. But Taylor makes the basket catch just above the ground. And a quick two outs here for Ahern. Call that a six unassisted. And three straight retired here by Ahern.
Yeah.
Rolled the double play to end the sixth, and he's got a quick two outs here. That's a ground ball to third. Larson comes up firing, and he throws him out. A quick 1-2-3 by Jeff Ahern. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
A pitcher's duel at rapid speed here as we're in the bottom of the seventh here already, just 2-1. Seattle clinging to a one-run lead. The lone run for the 45s came on a solo home run in the fourth by center fielder Ryan Williams. They have threatened a number of times, but that's the only run they've been able to push across. Seattle scored in the first and the fourth for their two runs. As we're going to have LeBou lead off the inning for the 45s here. LeBou has rounded out to short end strikeout in his two plate appearances thus far. Looking to get something started here. The 8, 9, and 1 positions in the order. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Relief pitcher now for the Seattle Studs, Tyler Kane, tall right-hander. He's been clocked tonight as high as 96 on the gun. So he is throwing absolute gas out there. Quick 0-2 here on LeBou. And that ball just sizzling in there, but it's low. 1-2. Taylor on deck. Torioka to follow. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and LeBou goes down on strikes. For the first out of the inning, that'll bring up Zachary Taylor. Zachary Taylor, not just the 12th president of the United States, also your Colt 45 shortstop here. Fairly common name, but I had to make the notation there. That's a ball, 1-0 here. So Ahern has come in and thrown 3 1/3 scoreless in relief of right-hander Will Moore, who started the game. That was a ground ball to short. And he's got no chance as he's out by about half a step. Well played there by the studs. Now two down. And that'll bring up Ryan Torres-Torioka, your leadoff hitter. He's been on base one time in three plate appearances. Single in the first, sack bunt in the third, and a line out to right field in the fifth. He'll come up with two outs and nobody on here. Remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Palomar Builders. I'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous contribution to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank you for playing such an important role in our community. That's Palomar Builders, proud supporters of the 45s here. 0-1 on Torioka. That ball is slashed out to left field and very shallow, and it's going to be taken on the fly. That'll end the inning. So we head to the top of the eighth now. Still 2-1 Seattle on KCNR 1460.
There's country in the air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all-day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're in the top of the fifth here from Tiger Field. Colt 45's down 2-1 here as the Seattle studs step in. We've got a new pitcher for the 45s. It's number 37, Fogle. True Blood still behind the plate here. And we'll have the top of the lineup for the Seattle studs, Matt Becker. He's been kept off the base paths tonight, 0-3 with two strikeouts and a ground out. So a nice job by 45's defense to keep him off base. He was on base four times last night in the first game of the series that the Seattle studs ended up taking 8-6 in 10 innings. So that'll close the book on Jeff Ahern, 3 1/3 scoreless innings, and he's kept him in the game. Nice relief show by him. First pitch is high and away from Fogle. Here's the 1-0 as he's not wasting any time. That's a fastball in there for a strike. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. That's Muse Concrete. MuseConcrete.com, proud supporters of the 45s. We thank them for their support. And True Blood wants to talk about it, so he heads out to the mound. One ball, one strike, no outs, nobody on. Becker leading off the inning for Seattle. In a tight 2-1 ball game, it's been a pitcher's duel all the way. Noah Watson started for the Seattle studs. That's a ball high and away, 2-1. Will Moore started for the 45s. Fogel, the third pitcher here tonight for Redding. Here's the 2-1. That ball is fouled back to the screen, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out to the leadoff hitter. Defense straight away, maybe slightly playing him to go the other way. That's a breaking ball. 3-2. Looks like the catcher might have got crossed up a little bit. We're going to make sure we're on the same page with the signs. Early in the season here, we're in game 5 of 45. We'll be doing it all the way through second week of August. A lot of these guys getting to know each other as we're getting to know them as well, so especially with pitchers and catchers. Dion Herons had his college catcher with him, Jonathan Alvarez. But some of these guys still getting to know each other. Here's the 3-2. Mandel has popped. He fought it off. Larson giving chase on third baseline, and he's going to settle under it. Nice job with the jamming the leadoff hitter there by Fogel. That'll be a 5 unassisted pop out. And Becker's 0 for 4. That'll bring up Alex Hull, the second baseman. Hull struck out, been hit by a pitch, and lined out. So he's 0 for 2. He steps in with one out, nobody on. Oh, and that one got the umpire. That one, a high fastball that got past the catcher and got the umpire right on the mask. He's going to take a second. You don't do the umpire any favors, and you don't do your pitcher any favor if you get on the umpire's bad side there. That one get him right in the mask. Catteray comes out to talk to the umpire. 45's manager Greg Catteray, of course, a major leaguer in his own right. Pitched in the 88 World Series for the Oakland A's and parts of 10 seasons for several teams in the 80s and 90s. Now your manager out at the Simpson University Redhawks baseball program. We've got one Redhawk on the team here, switch hitting first baseman Jared Bertotti, not in the lineup tonight. He started the first four games at first base. Mark Porter getting a start at first tonight. That ball has popped way up, straight up the elevator shaft. And Torioka is going to settle in underneath it. That's the second out of the inning. So two quick outs here by Fogles. He's come in throwing strikes. And we've got two outs, nobody on for Tosh Semlicker. Due up in the bottom of the eighth for the 45s will be the 2-3-4 spots of the lineup, so they'll try to get something going. Semlicker swings right through a fastball there. 0-1. Good velocity by Fogel. Two minutes past 9 o'clock here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. KCNR1460.com as he swings through a fastball there. Quick 0-2 now on the Seattle left fielder. He drew a walk and scored in the first inning, struck out in the third, struck out in the fifth. And he's one strike away from getting the hat trick here. And a pop-up, that one's going to be down the third baseline. Is he going to make a play on it? No, it's going to be out of play and into the seats here. Just on the other side of that fence, it caught concrete and then back into the seats. So not a bad seat here in Tiger Field. Absolute great visibility, and with our 7 p.m. start times for the majority of our games, you're in the shade from the first pitch on. But don't let that Redding heat keep you away from enjoying Summer League College baseball here. We've had 90-plus mile-per-hour strikeouts, had a home run tonight, a number of double plays, great defensive plays, some stellar pitching, as these are legit prospects being evaluated for the next level. All, of course, 18 to 22-year-old college baseball players from all over the country. We've got them from Hawaii all the way to back east. Fogel going to bring the 0-2 again here. Kicks and fires. That ball is outside as the crowd wanted it. So did Fogel and Trueblood, the pitcher and catcher. And honestly, I don't know how much of an argument he would have gotten from Semlicker there. He kind of had taken half of a step towards the dugout, but it's going to be 1-2. 1-2, two outs, top of the eighth. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Strong inning by Fogel as Semlicker goes down on strikes. We're headed to the bottom of the eighth here. It's still 2-1 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeVore here with Matty Novelli and KCNR 1460 at Tiger Field, bringing you Colt 45's Baseball, humming right along here. We're in the bottom of the eighth. It's 2-1. It's been a pitcher's duel, a lot of great defense. 45's lone run came on a solo home run from Ryan Williams in the bottom of the fourth. He'll get an at-bat this inning as we're going to go 2-3-4. Hunter Heath, your right fielder. Chase Larson, third base, and Ryan Williams, your center fielder, will bat in that order. Here's Heath standing in against the hard-throwing right-hander, Tyler Kane for Seattle. He's been clocked as high as 96 tonight. On the gun, the tall right-hander. Bringing old number one. It's 0-1. Big leg kick he fires, and that ball is wrapped to second base. A tough hop, and it eats him up. Kind of got caught on the between hop there, and it took a big jump on him. So Heath reaches. We'll see if they call that a hit or an error. We'll give him a single hometown scorecard here. Chase Larson's going to come up with runner on first and nobody out. Larson 0 for 3 so far tonight, hitting in the 3-hole. Use your DH last night. He split time between that and third base. First ball is low and outside for a ball. A little more of a margin for error on that fastball when you're bringing it in the mid-90s. But that one, an easy take for Larson. Down in the dirt, it's 1-0. Decent lead for Heath over there at first. He's not going, swinging a miss on a fastball on the corner. Now 1-1. Nobody out here in the eighth inning. Tying run on first base, 45s. Trying to get a rally started. Here's the 1-1 to Larson. And he squares to Bunce. That ball is down in the dirt and goes to the backstop. So an easy 90 feet for Heath as he's going to advance. That's better than a sacrifice. I think the bunt might have obscured the catcher's view there. He did pull it back, so it ends up being a ball 2-1 now. Runner on second, still nobody out. And this turns into an RBI spot now for Larson. We'll see if they keep the bunt on here against the hard-throwing Kane. Only need one run to tie here with the heart of the lineup coming up. Cleanup hitter Williams on deck. Here's the 2-1 from Kane. Swing and a miss on a fastball. And it's 2-2. He is absolutely bringing it. Ball just exploding out of his hand there. Big hole on the right side as the corner infielders are guarding against the line in the no-doubles defense. Swinging a line drive up the middle. That's a base hit. Center fielder comes up. Oh, and he juggles it. He's going to score easily with no throw. And that ties the game. And the crowd goes wild. Clutch RBI there for Chase Larson. His first hit of the game. And a timely one. As we are tied 2-2.
Clutch RBI. That's what they needed.
Brand new ball game here. The 45's been playing from behind literally since the first inning. And now with a chance to possibly take the lead. Pitcher of record for the 45's right now is Fogel. So if they were able to get the lead, he'd have the chance to either finish out the win himself or another pitcher could get a save. Here's Williams, who homered in the fourth for the 49, for the 45's first run. An absolute line drive shot over the fence. Hit by a pitch in the second. He was caught stealing in that inning. Hit a home run in the fourth. And grounded out to the first base in the sixth. He's one for three. Or rather, one for two with a hit by pitch. 1-1 now here to Williams. Big hole on the right side. Runner being held on. Kane brings the 1-1. Swaying and a miss. He's late on the fastball. Larson bluffed a steal there. But quickly held up after about two steps. Williams now down 1-2. Still nobody out here. And the bottom of the eighth is the 45s. Trying to get a man into scoring position against hard-throwing right-hander Tyler Kane. The visiting Seattle studs. Oh, and he rings him up on the low outside corner, and Williams is down on strikes. That'll be the first out of the inning. He's caught looking. E.J. Porter comes up. He's two for three. Struck out in the second, singles in the fourth and the sixth. And he has hit the ball solidly all night. Runner on first, one out here. And that ball is outside for a ball, 1-0. One man warming up in the Seattle bullpen down the right field line. Nobody in the 45's bullpen, so it's almost assuredly going to be Fogel to start the inning again next inning. He threw a scoreless 1-2-3 in the eighth. In line for the win if the 45s can push another one across here and close it out in the ninth, but one out, runner on first. In a 2-2 ball game here at Tiger Field in Reading. Kane comes set to the belt. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Blew that one right by him. And he is not shy about bringing number one. Going to it early and often. Porter now 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. One run already home. Here in the bottom of the eighth, runner on first. Runner bluffs a steal again. That ball is low, 2-1. So Larson's bluffed a steal a couple times over there. They don't seem overly concerned. Infield at normal depth. Not shading for the double play. First baseman holding on. Big hole on the right side. Outfield pretty much straight away. Here's the 2-1. Swinging a foul ball. Back to the screen. Now 2-2. On deck is catcher Zach Trueblood. He's walked and singled. He's 1-2. And should it get that far, J.J. Hancock in line to bat after him. 2-2, one out here. Larson on first. Here's the pitch from Kane. Swinging a foul ball, just got a piece of it. Straight back to the screen again. Porter stays alive. We'll line up and do it again, 2-2. I want to remind you this portion of the game brought to you by Palomar Builders. We want to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They continue to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community here. That's Palomar Builders. Porter stands in. Long look in from Kane. Here's the 2-2. Swinging another foul back to the screen. Porter battling him here. Seeing a lot of pitches against the hard-throwing right-hander. And the more pitches you see, the more likely he is to groove one to you or put something where you can do some damage. And Porter already 2-for-3 tonight. Warranting being moved up to the five hole, playing first base and hitting fifth tonight. As Bertotti is getting the night off. And some musical chairs defensively as Porter, who started the left field every game so far. First four games, plays first base tonight.
Different positions, that's for sure.
Very much so. Here's the 2-2. That's a ground ball to second base. And the only play he's going to have is first base, as it was not hit hard, kind of off the end of the bat there. Abigail Larson to second. Two down now for Zach Trueblood. RBI opportunity here. Trueblood 1-for-2 with a walk. Had a single in the fourth inning off the starter. Noah Watson. We've got a brand new ball game here in the bottom of the eighth. It's tied 2-2. 45's looking to push that go ahead run up from second base. Swinging a foul back. Out of play into the parking lot. Trueblood's down 0-1 here. Larson on second, two down, 0-1 to Trueblood. All kinds of room over on that right side as second baseman shading toward the middle to hold that runner a little bit, and the first baseman almost on top of the line in that no doubles defense. And he bounces one in front of the plate, the old 58-footer. A fastball that just ate him up. An absolute scud into the dirt. Nice play by the catcher Breda to knock that one down and keep it from going to the screen. Very easily could have put Larson on third base there. And those are the little things that don't really show up in the box score. You know, a saved wild pitch or a saved fastball that prevents a 90-foot advance that can make the difference in a run in a ball game. 1-1 with two outs here now to Trueblood. That ball is low. Nice take. Kane wanted it. So did the catcher. He kind of held it for a half second afterward to give the umpire time to think about it, but he's made up his mind. It's 2-1. Love all the advanced metrics we have now with baseball. It's more than just batting average and ERA. We can actually grade catchers at the pro level on their pitch framing ability. Buster Posey, one of the top in the league. That's a ground ball hit hard to short, but he comes up with it cleanly, and that'll end the inning there. Trueblood grounds out. But the 45s tie the game. It's 2-2 headed to the top of the ninth. We've got a brand new ball game. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised.
We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
And we'll be back here to Tiger Fields. Locked up in a good one. 2-2 in the top of the ninth. Visiting Seattle Studs yielded the lead in the bottom of the eighth as the 45s tied the game. Here in the top of the ninth, we're going to have the 4-5-6 hitters. That's Rawson, McKeithen, and Backus for the Seattle Studs here. Vogel starting his second inning of work. He went 1-2-3 last inning in convincing fashion. Two pop-outs and a strikeout. So Rawson's been moved over to the DH spot, started the game at first base. He'll stand in against Vogel here. And first pitch is in there for a strike. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. MuseConcrete.com. Line drive right into right field. That's going to be in there for a hit. And Rawson has made loud contact all night long. That's his third hit of the game. Three singles, including one RBI, and a strikeout in the seventh, where he just about put one out over the wall in right field, but it went foul. So leadoff man on base here for the Studs. And showing bunt, but pulling it back, it's 1-0. Here's the 1-0 from Fogel. That ball is outside now, 2-0. Showing bunt both pitches, but pulling it back. And he's ahead now, 2-0, with no outs and runner on first. McKeithen's been lifted for a pinch hitter, but we haven't had a name announced. That ball is in there for a strike now, 2-1. I'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders giving back to our community. We appreciate them for playing such an important role in the Reading community here. That's Palomar Builders, proud to support the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Here's the 2-1, and he bunts it. That's going to go foul down the first base line. Now 2-2. On deck is Backus. Forty-fives reliever Billy Fogel with a runner on first, nobody out, 2-2 count here. Fogel out of St. Edward's University. That's a ball inside, and the crowd didn't like that one. It's going to be a full count here. 3-2, nobody out, runner on first. We'll see if they start the runner. Rawson, not the fastest guy on the Studs. He's got three hits tonight, but he's in that four spot for reasons other than his speed. And a hitter calls for time here. And now he comes set at the belt, ready with the 3-2. He kicks and fires. Ground ball to third base. 5-4. 3, double, oh no, Porter, unable to make the catch cleanly. Throw beat him there. Would have been a 5-4-3 double play and a beauty around the horn from Larson to Torres, Torioka to Porter, but Porter unable to squeeze it. So that's going to be a fielder's choice, 5-4. And we'll have one out and a runner on first for Backus. Taylor made double play, a big hop to Larson on the chopper. Torioka with a nice turn at the keystone. But Porter unable to squeeze it. And it'll go as a fielder's choice. One out, one on. Billy Fogle throws the off-speed pitch there, and he's way out in front of it. And chops it foul down third baseline. Fans impressed at pitching coach Barrett Fasking, barehanding that one. Fasking, a former prospect in his own right, derailed by injury. Now in the coaching ranks. He was a big part of their 45 success last year as well. 0-1 here from Fogle. Two Backus with a runner on first, one out. He comes set, and here he comes with the 0-1, and that ball is low, and he holds off. Good pitch, good take, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on first. Backus has a walk and a hit by pitch. He's also grounded into a double play. 45s would like nothing more than to get another one here. He's going to foul that one back up and out of play behind the plate. And now 1-2. Fogle in the driver's seat. Got a couple pitches to play with here. 2-2 ball game in the top of the ninth. 45s playing from behind all game long. They came back to tie it in the bottom of the eighth. On an RBI single by Palisadero native Chase Larson. Playing at Feather River College. He's your third baseman tonight. Swinging another foul straight back to the fence. We'll keep it at 1-2 here. Two runs for the 45s coming on a solo home run in the fourth by center fielder Ryan Williams. He's got two on the season now. And that RBI single by Larson last inning. It has been a pitcher's duel here as we are in the ninth here. Just coming up on 9:30 here on a beautiful Saturday night in Redding, California. Here's the 1-2 from Fogle. At the ground ball up the middle, and it's going to get through for a single. Runner's going to hold up at second as Williams gets to it quickly. That'll be a clean single for Backus. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe. First and second, one out. Bowe's 0 for 3. Rather 0 for 2. He's got a sack bunt. Grounded into a double play and flew out to right field. And it looks like we're going to make a pitching change here. It's going to be Arnold, the left-hander. We're going to take a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45s baseball.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The Butterfly House is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Catteray came out to the mound and decided to leave Fogle in. Arnold is ready down in the bullpen, but Fogle will face Kyle Bowe, the hitter for the Seattle Studs here. Runners on first and second, one out. First pitch is fouled for a strike. It's 0-1. Runners on first and second. He'd love to roll another double play. Bowe's already obliged the 45s once tonight. Hitting into a 6-4-3 in the fourth inning. Fogle fires, and that's a called strike two. Quick 0-2 here on Bowe. Billy Fogle in his second inning of work here. He's gone 1 1/3 scoreless. But he's got two runners on, trying to get out of this jam. Come set, here's the 0-2. Fastball outside, ball one. Great pitcher's duel we've got going here tonight. We're in the top of the ninth, 2-2 ball game. One ball, two strikes on Bo with runners on first and second, just one out. 45's trying to keep the game tied and give themselves a chance to win it in the ninth. That ball is flied down the right field line and foul out of play, looking toward the parking lot. It's been a pitching and defense game here tonight. Both teams pushing across single runs in the first and fourth for Seattle, the fourth and the eighth for the 45s. That's where we stand, 2-2. Fogle coming with a 1-2 to Bo. He kicks and fires. Swing, and that one is fouled back out of play again. So Bo getting his money worth here. Wasting a lot of baseballs. And spoiling some tough pitches from Fogle. He's trying to get the punch out here. He'd settle for the double play, but looks like he's pitching for that strikeout. Larson guarding the line slightly at third. Swinging a line drive. That's going to get over his head into left field. Runner's going to score from second. And the throw is very way offline, and it's going to roll all the way to the backstop. Runners will move up. So that's an RBI single, and the runners advance to second and third. So an RBI single for Bo. RBI single for him. And the runners advance to second and third, and I think that's going to be all for Fogle. As Cattery heads out to the mound and takes the ball from him. Tough break there for the 45s as it's 3-2 Seattle. We're going to take a short 60-second break here. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR 1460 bringing you Colt 45's baseball. Relief pitcher is left-hander Andrew Arnold, the 6'4 lefty, making his third appearance in five games so far here for the 45s this season. Arnold out of Sacramento City College, a native of Santa Clara, California, just finished his freshman year there at Sacramento City College. 6'4", 215-pound left-hander. He hides the ball well. And mixes speeds well, so we'll get to see the lefty here facing. Looks like it's going to be Garrett Breda, the catcher, with runners on second and third. So an error on the left fielder for the 45s allows both runners to advance on the RBI single, taking away that double play. And Arnold's going to try and keep it to 3-2 here. And it looks like he's ready to go. So Garrett Breda coming up. He struck out in the second, drew a walk in the fourth, and lined out to second base on a nice play by Ryan Torres-Torioka in the seventh. Breda 0-for-2 with a walk. Now steps in against the lefty, Andrew Arnold. And it looks like the 45s are going to play the infield in here with less than two outs, runners on second and third. No force in order as first base is open. So they're going to try and knock it down and keep it to 3-2 on anything hard hit on the infield. Breda trying to stretch out this lead for the Seattle Studs. First pitch is very high for ball one from Arnold. Larson at third, Taylor at short, Torres Torioka at second. Porter at first, and Trueblood, your catcher for Andrew Arnold. And that one's in there for a strike on the outside corner with a fastball, 1-1. In the outfield, Hancock in left, Williams in center, and Heath in right. Arnold with the 1-1. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Taken by Breda, now 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Runners on second and third. Just one out here. Seattle's already scored once in the inning. They lead 3-2 over your hometown Reading Colt 45s. Arnold on in relief of Billy Fogle, who started the inning, recorded one out. He pitched 1 1/3, following Jeff Ahern, who relieved his starter Will Moore. Moore 3 2/3, Ahern 3 1/3, Fogle 1 1/3. Gets us to where we are right now. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Slowed way down. And it's 2-2. 2-2, I should say, with one out here. Strikeout situation for Arnold here. Breda just trying to make the 45s make a play at least. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Looked like a changeup again. Taken by Breda. We'll go full count here. Got one base to play with, but you hate to load the bases under any circumstances, certainly with less than two outs. Breda, the number eight hitter in the lineup. Prater, the left fielder, batting ninth on deck. At the ground ball to second base. He looks the runner back, and that's a nice play by Torres Torioka, and bringing the infield in pays off for the 45s. Has absolutely no chance for the runner to advance there. Two down now here. Scored that last one, a 4-3 putout on Breda. And Prater steps in here. He's 0-3 with a strikeout. Played shortstop of the game last night, left fielder tonight. Arnold fires and a breaking ball gets away from him a little bit. Up high and away, one ball, no strikes. 3-2 Seattle here in the top of the ninth. 45s trying to keep it to one. Give themselves a shot here in the bottom of the ninth to come back. That ball is down in the dirt. Nice block by Trueblood. Keeping that in front of him. Run scoring play there. As that one bounced a little bit in front of the plate or perhaps on the plate. Two balls, no strikes from Arnold. Facing the number nine hitter. Control left him a little bit on their first two pitches. He's going to try and get back in the count here on 2-0. Line drive, and that is right to Chase Larson. He makes the play. That one had some English on it, but he catches it nonetheless. We're going to head to the bottom of the ninth. 3-2 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to fine ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the ninth coming up here. Colt 45 is down 3-2. Leading off for 45 is going to be J.J. Hancock, making his Colt 45's debut tonight. He's 0-1 with a walk and a sacrifice bunt thus far. Also grounded out to shortstop in his lone official at-bat. We've got a new pitcher here for the Studs. We'll get you info here in a second. Hancock out of Washington State University, a Cougar. And from Las Vegas, Nevada, one of the few locales that can rival Redding, California when it comes to heat. Our good friends down in Phoenix, Arizona had a balmy 120 today. And I can recall several years ago going to a concert in Las Vegas, leaving the next day and getting gas in my car and having it be 96 in the shade at 9 in the morning. I love Las Vegas. It's about half a mile from the sun. But it's a dry heat. Got some humidity here in Redding today, but it's cooled off considerably. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. First pitch to Hancock is a strike. Big right-hander number 34 for Seattle here. I've not had him announced, but he's throwing hard out there. He's in for the save. It's 3-2 Seattle. 7-8-9 for the lineup here. It's going to be Hancock, LeBoux, and Taylor to get something started here. Quick 0-1 here. Swing and a foul back by Hancock. Now 0-2. O2 on Las Vegas native J.J. Hancock. Leading off the bottom of the ninth. 45's down 3-2. Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli on KCNR 1460. KCNR1460.com. That's a breaking ball, and it breaks inside on left-handed hitting Hancock. 1-2 now. It's been a pitcher's duel. Never more than one inning scored in any single half inning for either team. The single runs in the first, fourth, and ninth have given the Studs a lead over the 45s. Push across one in the fourth and one in the eighth, looking to do the same here in the ninth, at least one. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt, and Hancock strikes out for the first out of the inning. I want to remind you, this portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in Shasta County. That's Muse Concrete and MuseConcrete.com. So here's LeBoux. He's 0 for 3. And the first pitch is down low for a ball. LeBoux, Taylor, and should they reach, Ryan Torres-Torioka, your leadoff hitter and second baseman. At the top of the lineup would be the fourth batter of the inning. Quick 1-0. Here's the pitch to LeBoux. That's in there for a strike. Cottonwood native Austin LeBoux playing third base, hitting in the eight hole. Closer in for Seattle's number 34, Herbie Good. Big, tall right-hander. Coming downhill, throwing hard. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a foul back by LeBoux. It's now 1-2. Quarter to 10 here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR 1460 live Colt 45's baseball all summer long. You can get the entire schedule on readingcolt45s.com. Getaway game tomorrow, 4 p.m. And a nice take there by LeBou on a breaking ball down and out of the zone. Now 2-2. Zachary Taylor, your shortstop on deck, number 4. Trying to get something started here against Herbie Good, who is in for the save for the Studs. He winds, and here comes the 2-2. Whoa, a called third strike on the outside corner. And LeBou is down on strikes. That'll bring up the shortstop, Zachary Taylor. Last chance for the 45s here. Two outs, nobody on, 45s down to their last out here. On a beautiful Saturday night in Redding, California. And it's going to be Zachary Taylor. Hit by a pitch in the third. He's also struck out and grounded out, 0 for 2. And good fires one that bounces in there in the dirt, 1-0. Well-pitched ball game by both teams. Just a couple bounces here and there of... led to the Studs being up 3-2. 45 is down to their last out here. Taylor trying to reach. He would be the tying run. Torres Torioka to follow. Should it go that far? Here's the 1-0 from Good. In there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Crowd not happy about that one. Thinking perhaps the umpire trying to get out of here. It's a 1-1 count on Taylor. He's got the sign in. Okay, come set. Kicks and fires. That ball is fly to left field. This should do it. And that'll do it as Taylor flies out to left field to end the ball game. 45s go down 3-2 here, and they drop the second game of the series to the visiting Seattle Studs. We'll be right back after a short break here on KCNR 1460 with your Colt 45's postgame show. Again, your final score 3-2, Seattle. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you could swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And coming back to the Tiger Field, final score of the night, Seattle Studs 3, Colt 45's 2. A similar outcome to last night as 45 storm back late to tie the game, this time in the 8th inning. Last night was the bottom of the 9th. But the Studs push across 1 in the top of the 9th and close it out 3-2 here. They won the game last night, 8-6-10 innings. And a pitcher's duel tonight, Matty. Good pitching, good defense for the most part by the 45s, but unable to cash in the runners in scoring position tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can rely on a guy to run. No, you got to put together it.
Absolutely. You're referring, of course, to Ryan Williams, who hit a solo home run to lead the fourth inning to up this crowd. His second home run of the season. He's got both home runs for the 45s here thus far, but only able to push across one for the run in the eighth. They tied the game on an RBI single in that inning by Chase Larson, driving home Hunter Heath, making his second start here in right field for the 45s. But just not enough offense tonight. The pitching held its own. Will Moore went 3 2/3. Gave two runs. Jeff Ahern, 3 1/3 scoreless. He had a nice outing, pitching out of some jams. Billy Fogle will take the loss tonight. But in his first appearance with the 45, so a tough break loss here. But both two really good ball games here tonight. We've got the third game tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, actually, a 4 p.m. start, as it's the getaway game for our visiting Seattle studs here. 45's dropped the first two games of this series, hoping to get revenge tomorrow night. But as I mentioned, 3-2, and some good defense, some good double plays. We saw some really nice pitching, certainly from Ahern and Fogle prior to that ninth inning. But just not enough offense here tonight. And we've seen good at-bats. We've seen a lot of base runners getting guys in scoring position, but just unable to come through with that big hit. Seattle, to their credit, has played good defense these first two games. Last night, a back-and-forth 8-6 victory in extra innings. Tonight, an absolute pitcher's duel that ended in the ninth with a one run coming across for Seattle. But just a tough way to lose a game there. And two nights in a row, very similar situation. So 45s will fire it back up again tomorrow at 4. We'll get you lineups and starting pitching and information. Get the entire schedule on Colt45s.com. Again, that game tomorrow, 4 o'clock, our only 4 p.m. start on Sunday all year long. Most of your games are 6 or 7 o'clock. Once again here, for the final time, a final score tonight is Seattle 3, Reading Colt 45s 2. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 4 o'clock here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com for more Colt 45s baseball. Thanks for listening, and have a great evening.
Driving, someone is driving the car.
A little laughter to lighten your load from Fox News Talk.
Online at foxnewstalk.com.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
It was originally a series of single-panel cartoons in the New Yorker magazine. The Addams Family is an inversion of the ideal American family who delight in the weird, bizarre, and frightening. It aired on ABC from 1964 to 1966. The catchy theme was written by Vic Mizzi, Dave Kahn, and Ted Cassidy.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are as freedom. The Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
Get a witch's shawl on, a roost that you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
Hey, we have a few minutes left for Senator Mitch McConnell, whose book The Long Game is now out this week. It's really excellent. Senator, we looked at your career. We talked about what you went through. Let's talk about now. You had no hesitation. You know, I'm going to let the people speak. Millions voted for him on the Republican side. Donald Trump's the nominee. How hurtful is it to the Republican cause that Speaker Ryan has not endorsed him yet?
Well, I look at it a little differently. I think the voters in the primaries have spoken. In this country, if you get the most votes, you win. And I think we need to respect that. And the second point I would make is that we know for sure, and I said this earlier on our program this morning, we know for sure that Hillary Clinton will be four more years just like the last eight. So if we want to change, you know, got lots of Americans who want to go in a different direction. If you want to go in a different direction, you don't vote for Hillary Clinton, you vote for Donald Trump.
Do you believe that Donald Trump will change the Republican Party for the worse because he has not been positive with women or Hispanics as of yet, and you guys wanted to make sure that reversed this time around because Barack Obama dominated in both those areas?
Well, there are aspects of his candidacy that are troubling, and I think his current standing with women and with Hispanics is not good. But look, neither of these candidates are perfect. You're going to have two candidates for president, very unpopular, probably the two most unpopular candidates in American history. So if you're looking at this as a right-of-center voter, mm-hmm. how do you justify a vote for Donald Trump? Supreme Court. This Supreme Court appointment, which will not be filled this year, I guarantee you, because as a majority leader of the Senate, I can tell you for sure this Supreme Court vacancy will not be filled this year, will be filled by the next president, will determine probably for the next generation what kind of country we're going to have. So for right. if for no other reason, we know that Donald Trump will make the right kind of Supreme Court appointment.
Will you go back to Merrick Garland if you lose in November? Will you say, okay, we'll take a look at
it? No. You know, there's nothing moderate about Merrick Garland. I mean, the president declaring him a moderate doesn't make him a moderate. He's a far-left guy. He's the kind of nominee you'd get with Hillary Clinton anyway, either him or somebody just like him. The key to the Supreme Court is to win the White House.
Right. Senator, do you think you have to work behind the scenes for your party for Donald Trump to be successful, to talk to Senator Mike Lee of the world and the other power brokers behind the scenes to say, hey, go along? Are you going to use your whip ability?
Well, I think each of us are going to have to make a decision between these two candidates. Do you want Hillary Clinton or do you want Donald Trump? To me, it's not that hard. If we want to change the country, if we want to go in a different direction, we have to have somebody other than Hillary Clinton.
What can you accomplish in this last year? What are you most proud of that you accomplished since you became majority leader?
Well, we've done a whole series of things that, you know, haven't been noticed because of the heat of the presidential election that needed doing. You know, everything from a rewrite of elementary and secondary education to a multi-year highway bill, which hadn't been done in 20 years, to a comprehensive energy bill, to a heroin and opioid addiction bill, to cybersecurity legislation, permanent R&D tax credit, permanent internet tax moratorium, a whole array of things that are important for the country that we've done during this current majority in the Senate. Have we been able to change the country? No, and the reason for that is that's because Barack Obama's in the White House. And we're not going to be able to completely turn America around until we get a different kind of president.
You surprised he has 51% approval rating?
50-50, you know. He's going to take more than that. The election's only going to be a part about Obama. He'll be a big part of it. But Hillary Clinton is an even bigger part because that's who people are having to decide whether or not they want to feel comfortable with her in the White House for the next 4 years.
His career's not over, but it's certainly summed up beautifully in the long game. Senator Mitch McConnell, thanks so much for your quality time.
Thank you, Brian.
Best of luck with the book, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thanks a lot.
Keep it here on Kilmeade and Friends.
In depth, insightful, intelligent. Get it all. Tune in 10 a.m. Eastern to Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Channel. Every Sunday, Maria's sitting down with the biggest players in Washington and Wall Street, asking the tough questions and bringing a new perspective on the nation's most pressing issues. Every Sunday, tune in 10 a.m. Eastern to Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Channel. Don't miss it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hot, dry weather, the perfect recipe for disaster. Los Angeles County Fire Captain Roland Sprewell says dozens of homes are under evacuation because of spreading fire in the areas of Calabasas and West Hills.
It is indeed endangering homes. There have been reports of multiple homes damaged. And to what extent, that is unclear right now because our focus is really on trying to get the fire under control.
Meanwhile, a lightning spark blaze already burned 28 square miles in the Tonto National Forest in Arizona and a 12 square mile fire in the San Mateo Mountains near Magdalena, New Mexico. About 100 people in a mobile home park in Mosier, Oregon, about 70 miles east of Portland, had to be evacuated Friday night after an oil train derailed, toppling 16 cars, four of which burned. City Council President Emily Reed says she wants to halt trains going through the town carrying fossil fuels until they're guaranteed to be safe.
There are real risks here. And frankly, I don't understand. What is the benefit to our town? What is the benefit to our school? What is the benefit to our state? The benefit, we have the risks and not the benefits.
Two major political candidates are hurling insults at each other, but they could eventually escalate into lawsuits.
Donald Trump claims he might ask his attorney general to investigate alleged crimes by Hillary Clinton if he were president. He is still enraged over her use of a private server and emails when she was Secretary of State. He also accuses her of lying regarding the Benghazi attack, Iraq, and other matters. She denies most of the charges. Donald Trump's university is under investigation for possible fraud, which he denies. He claims the judge is pro-Democrat and pro-Mexican. Connie Long reporting from Washington.
Florida's Gulf Coast residents are being urged to be prepared for tropical rains expected to arrive tomorrow and last through Tuesday. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, waking at night to go, even longer time in the bathroom. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-859-2805. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-859-2805. That's 1-800-859-2805. Call 1-800-859-2805.
Lightning strikes at a rock concert in western Germany Saturday sent 72 people to the hospital. Correspondent Frank Jordans reports the spotlight will inevitably fall on the officials who let the festival go ahead in light of bad weather warnings.
Questions have been raised about whether the organizers gave the festival goers sufficient warning of the impending storm. The organizers say they did. They provided written warning. Announcements were made from the stage for people to take cover.
And the Seine River peaked early Saturday around Paris, hitting its highest level in nearly 35 years, almost 15 feet above average. A number of Paris landmarks shut down due to weather included the Louvre Museum, the Orsay Museum, the National Library, and the Grand Palais. Nearly a week of heavy rain has led to serious flooding across parts of France, Germany, Romania, and Belgium. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Federal prosecutors in New York have filed additional criminal charges against a pharmaceutical executive who separately was heavily criticized for raising the price of a life-saving malaria medication.
A new indictment says Martin Shkreli and his former attorney Evan Griebel schemed to defraud potential investors of his former drug company, Retrofin Incorporated, based in San Diego. They say the two allocated company stock to seven employees to conceal Shkreli's ownership of it. Shkreli previously pleaded not guilty to charges he lost investors' money through bad trades and looted the pharmaceutical company to pay them back. Shkreli already was reviled because another drug company he owned raised the price of Daraprim by 5,000%. Keith Peters reporting.
Gas prices edged up about 2 cents this past week, AAA putting the national average for a gallon of regular at $2.34, more than 40 cents lower than a year ago. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Broadcasting from the number one news network in North America, it's the show for the next generation of Americans. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
Donald Trump has disqualified himself completely. He has attacked our closest allies. He has said, let's pull out of NATO. He has praised the dictator of North Korea.
Hillary Clinton, she lies. She's a crooked person. You look at that foundation. It's pure theft and pure crookedness. See, I'm being nice.
They are both in pretty bad shape, but I would point out this. Since sort of the 1st of April, Donald Trump's numbers have been improving slightly. Her numbers have been getting worse.
If we fall for, you know, a bunch of okey-doke just because it sounds funny.
Because he's going to start campaigning. Well, if he campaigns, that means I'm allowed to hit him. Just like I hit Bill Clinton, I guess, right?
There was a glitch in the State Department video. When Fox flagged it for us, we actually replaced it.
This wasn't a technical glitch. This was a deliberate request to excise video. We do not know who made the request to edit the video, and the individual who took the call just simply doesn't have a better memory of it.
I think that's probably doubtful. If you remember being asked to do it, you have probably a very good chance of remembering who asked you to do it.
This incident is so appalling, it's almost comical.
America's solutions are discussed here.
Hey, it's Brian Kilmeade in 30 Minutes, Senator Ron Johnson in 3 minutes, James Rosen, huge hour, three big topics, let's get started.
Brian's Big Three.
So, number one, the fraud. One's a fraud, one's a liar, one's a con man, and one is without talent. That is the personal attacks going back and forth between two presumptive nominees from various parties, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. How far will this go? Well, there's an X factor in all this, and it's Barack Obama, which brings us to number two.
Number two.
He's back on the trail, and if you watched him yesterday, you saw the passion overflowing. He evidently doesn't feel as though he's got to focus full-time on his job in his last year. I think if asked, he will go full-time for Hillary Clinton. And after watching Hillary Clinton for the last few months and how Bill Clinton is a shell of himself, he'll be absolutely essential if Hillary's to win.
Number one.
And the State Department added again, this time going after James Rosen after his interview with his question to Jen Psaki, then State Department spokesperson, was edited out of the record, even though it played a vital role in telling the story of the lead up to the Iranian deal, which, by the way, editorial point, will probably eventually ruin the entire region. But James Rosen joins us right now to talk about what it's like being, again, the center of another storm. James, how do you keep doing this?
Well, just putting one foot in front of the other. Look, I'm honored, Brian, to, of course, to be on your program, but to play some small role in holding our public officials to account. I grant you that I have not suffered from a lack of attention from the Obama administration across the two terms.
But they are not patting you on the back. They're checking you out and sometimes editing you out. Here is the exchange. First off, let's just do the whole thing and give people an idea, because it's a brand new hour, some people tuning in for the first time. Victoria Nuland, taking a question from James Rosen, February 6, 2013, cut 12.
There have been reports that intermittently and outside of the formal P5 plus one mechanisms, the Obama administration or members of it have conducted direct, secret, bilateral talks with Iran. Is that true or false?
With regard to the kind of thing that you're talking about on a government-to-government level, no.
That stand out for you at all, James?
Yes. So that was February 2013. At that very moment, when Victoria Nuland, standing at the State Department podium, briefing the press, told me that there were no government-to-government contacts between the United States and Iran, those contacts were, in fact, underway for more than a year. So then I go back to the State Department briefing 10 months later, when that whole back channel had been publicly disclosed, to confront Victoria Nuland's successor at the State Department podium as spokesperson, Jen Psaki, and demand an answer as to whether or not Victoria Nuland, in the previous instance, had lied to me.
Cut 13.
Is it the policy of the State Department, where the preservation of the secrecy of secret negotiations is concerned, to lie in order to achieve that goal?
James, I think there are times where diplomacy needs privacy in order to progress. This is a good example of that.
Okay, so there, in essence, Jen Psaki said, in response to a question about lying, it appeared to endorse lying as a method for preserving the secrecy of secret negotiations, in essence confirming that her predecessor had lied from the podium. We used that very clip between Jen Psaki and me on that night's special report with Brett Baer that was in December of 2013. We now know that that very day, when the State Department was uploading the video of that briefing to its website and its YouTube channel, somebody at the State Department called a technician who works on the uploading of these videos to the archive and demanded that the entire 8-minute exchange between Jen Psaki and me, including the clip you just played, be deleted from the video and a white flash be placed in its stead. And that's how it sat there for 2.5 years. Recently, there was a controversy over a New York Times Magazine profile of Ben Rhodes, the Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House for Strategic Communications, and whether or not he had deceived the American people about the timing and origins of the Iran nuclear talks. I remembered these two previous briefings. I asked my producer to get a hold of those tapes, and that's when, or tapes, videos, files, digital files, and that's when we learned that this deletion had happened. We confronted the State Department about it, and there was some more discussion of this at the podium of the State Department by the briefer, Elizabeth Trudeau. Is that sound you have?
Cut 9.
There was a glitch in the State Department video. When Fox flagged it for us, we actually replaced it with a video from DVIDS, which is the military repository where a lot of news media gets its video. The whole video was there. And we also annotated it on our YouTube channel.
Glitch. You buy that at the time?
No. And I told Elizabeth so.
It was a sunspot.
The only way that this could appropriately be described as a glitch is if one were referring to a glitch in our normal operating protocols. But it was not a glitch as everyone understood her to be intending to mean the word, which was some kind of blurb on the video landscape that just happened to erase the entirety of my exchange with Jen Psaki, and particularly the one exchange where she appeared to admit that her predecessor had lied about the Iran talks. And when we brought this to state's attention, you heard how Elizabeth Trudeau characterized it. Subsequent to that, the Assistant Secretary of State for Public Affairs, Admiral John Kirby, launched an investigation because he considered it much more serious. And yesterday at the State Department briefing podium, he announced the results of that investigation.
Cut 10.
We do not know who made the request to edit the video. or why it was made. They tried to pursue it, but, I mean, it was 3 years ago. And the individual who took the call just simply doesn't have a better memory of it. And there were no rules, no regulations in place that prohibited this.
So, no investigation. We don't know who did it. We just know the editor that actually executed it, which she does not remember who told her to do that. Does that sound plausible?
Not really. If you are going to retain in your memory a conversation from 3 years ago in which you were on the receiving end of an order that you considered troubling to the point that you would indeed remember it 3 years later, it stands to reason that you would also remember who was on the issuing end of that order. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were further disclosure in this case and certainly further demands for further investigation in or out of the State Department.
All right, first off, a little bit of our exchange this morning with John Kirby, Cut 5.
Well, in this particular case, did the editor remember who called her and directed her to do this?
She did not. She did not know who to call.
Does that mean because she gets these calls all the time, there are too many for her to remember this one in particular?
I don't think that's the case, no.
So why couldn't she remember? If she remembers deleting it, why doesn't she remember who gave her that direction?
Because there's only few people that could give that have the power to edit out the record.
Look, I was as curious about this as you were and as James was. That's why I wanted our Office of the Legal Advisor to take a look at this. I took this very seriously. I can't speak for the memory of this individual. This happened 3 years ago,
right.
And I just can't speak for what she remembered or she didn't remember. All she remembered was that it was a request that was passed on. The caller was passing on the request from somebody else in my bureau, in the Public Affairs Bureau. And again, we don't find that acceptable.
And so, for example, Brian, recently in the news, and we talked about it last week, we had the State Department Office of Inspector General issuing that report after an investigation into Hillary Clinton's email practices. And a lot of people have conveyed to me that they think this, too, would be an appropriate subject for further investigation by the Office of the Inspector General at State.
And then, by the way, does it sound, I mean, to me, you can definitely round up who would be able to have the power to able to edit that, who might be looking at that. You don't just take in a random order from an intern to say, you know, it seems to me Jen Psaki over-answered. Let's edit that out of the public record. There's only so many people who could give that order. But John Kirby didn't stop there. He also called you out this morning, Cut One.
I want to thank James Rosen, your correspondent, for bringing this to my attention, because if he hadn't a couple of weeks ago, I would never have known that this occurred. So, first of all, kudos to him. And he's a journalist that I have great respect for. So I thank him for that.
You know, I am grateful to Admiral Kirby for treating this matter with the seriousness with which it should have been. And I think it took a lot of character on his part to proceed as he did, even if some are finding his actions unacceptably limited. And in terms of just hearing one of the major spokesmen of the Obama administration say anything kind about James Rosen of Fox News, I told Brett Baer it was like an up is down, black is white Planet of the Apes world of some kind.
Well, I just don't think, and you know, I was.
One, it's nice to visit, I should point out, I should add.
Yeah. James, let me ask you this. What are the chances that we're going to be talking a couple of days from now and have other reporters looking back at other maybe good penetrating questions that they've asked the State Department and find out if that's been edited out too? Do you really think this is an anomaly?
I think anomaly is the wrong word in this sense, because an anomaly sounds a bit like a glitch. What we have here was something very deliberate, as Admiral Kirby so described it yesterday. And it's not anomalous, it's purposeful. As of right now, we cannot locate a single other instance where the record of official proceedings at the Department of State or any place else has been tampered with in this way.
Have you looked at it, or is it just too many questions, too many appearances to even go back at?
Right. I mean, I think the only practicable way you'd be able to do that is to do some random searching. But you know, we've also asked the State Department if they can provide any other instances, and they do not have any that they can provide. And
right.
Look, it's not just any piece of video that was deleted here.
Do you have a sense that? Do you feel compelled to go back and really think about this, to look at other stories you did, other questions, and also think about your colleagues that asked good questions that you thought to yourself, well, that spokesperson just screwed that up?
Well, One thing that precipitates me going back and thinking about this is the acceptance of invitations to appear on radio programs to discuss it. I have been gratified that my colleagues over at the State Department Press Corps, what they call the Diplomatic Corps, did see fit to follow up on this. And, in fact, I think it was their dogged questioning in the days after Elizabeth Trudeau first described it as a glitch that helped light a fire under John Kirby and get him to seek the assistance of the Office of the Legal Counsel, the legal advisor at the Department of State, in running this investigation. That shows a measure of seriousness. So I do think that we'll see further demands for disclosure on this from the press corps, and I do have the feeling that you'll see some further demands for disclosure and further investigation from the Congress.
Have you heard from other people from other outlets who have expressed to you aghast at this whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. If you can keep that answer brief, I'd appreciate it.
Maybe this is what happens to you when you spend too many hours reading through the depositions in the Trump University lawsuit, which I spent yesterday doing when this broke. But, for example, Glenn Kessler of The Washington Post tweeted out yesterday that this was outrageous. And frankly, you know, our media relations division at Fox News has been sending me just clipping after clipping and report after report on this. It's got a lot of attention, and I'm grateful for that. I'm as I say, I'm honored to play some small role in holding our public officials to account, and grateful for your attention to it as well.
Absolutely. And remember, Eric went out and was able to find one of these cuts, right?
That's right. That's right. And it was, I think, on the website of Politico, where it was still living at the time of the white flash on the State Department website.
He is James Rosen. Always in the eye of the storm. But just keep in mind, even when you're not, even when you're talking about picnics and squeegee guys, we still are interested in James Rosen, not just because you're in the middle of controversy again. Remember that.
But because you love me.
Right. As much as a man can.
There it is. Okay, everybody.
James?
We'll be back with more.
Right after this.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
We all have those times when we need a little extra money. Well, I've got a really easy way you can do it. Drive with Uber. Uber's a smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. So, as a driver, it helps you make extra money driving your own car, and it's totally flexible. You don't have to quit your day job to make more money because Uber lets you make extra money on your schedule. Whenever you need to make extra money, just turn on the app and drive. A few hours here, a few hours there, it all adds up and fast. And it's really easy to get started. First, go to drivewithuber.com to sign up for free. You can do it right now on your phone. Second, answer a few basic questions about you and your car and then get it approved. Third, start driving. That's all there is to it. I told you it was easy. Start enjoying the flexibility of working when you want and earning extra money on your schedule. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drive with UBER.com. Hi, everybody. This is Brian Kilmeade from the Kilmeade and Friends radio show. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Yep, it's called Super Beets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Super Beets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body. This equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. That's what you need to know. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure as well. You know, I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Plus, Super Beets now comes in black cherry flavor, so if the taste was holding you back before, then now is the time to try it. Get a 30-day supply for free with your very first order. For free. Plus, get the book Beat the Odds. Free, and a free shipping is thrown in as well. Call 1-800-541-2516. That's 1-800-541-2516. Or log on to briansbeats.com. That's briansbeats.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. By the way, check out our Facebook page. I do a preview and review of the show, give you my opinions, let us know what we're talking about, let you know what we're talking about, give you the temp of the show. I do it every day before 9 a.m. Eastern time, usually around 7:15 Eastern time, but we go on live. So if you want me to respond to you live, I answer everybody's questions live. It's really cool. It's relatively new. And when if you miss it live, don't worry about it. It's posted. Terry's listening on Sirius 450 in Florida. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Brian, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was listening to the Admiral earlier talking about how grateful he was to
yes.
To James Rosen.
Yes.
And how it had come to the Admiral's attention just a few weeks earlier about this supposed glitch. And then I heard a replay of your video, of your audio, and that the whole thing transpired in 2013. This only happened to a few weeks ago that the Admiral's heard about it. It's not believable.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't know to look into a random press conference in 2013. He wasn't doing it then, Terry. Am I getting you right? I don't know if I got the premise.
Yeah, my bad, Brian, my bad. Hey, Brian, just one more other question for you. For a while, we were able to see the State Department briefings on television here in Florida. I can't find it anywhere live. Have you got an idea where we can see this stuff?
No, I don't. I always hold a C-SPAN when I want to see something really boring. Maybe online? Yeah, maybe online. I would look for that, statedepartment.gov, and see if they lead you there. Because a lot of times news does come out of it. For the most part, it's not made for television stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Terry, thanks so much. In Florida, which matters so much in this election season, and by the way, that's what Donald Trump calls a home away from home. He wants to get Florida. He's got a legitimate shot at Florida. And we're going to be discussing that in the next half hour, along with, by the way, coming up next is going to be Senator Ron Johnson. He shocked the world as a businessman when he decides to run in Wisconsin for a senator, and he beats Russ Feingold. He's the most liberal guy in the Senate. Remember at McCain-Feingold, you had campaign finance reform. So he was very liberal. Wisconsin says, no, I'm putting a Republican governor in there, and I'm going to put a businessman named Ron Johnson in there. I think he's been very admirable, very upright, very honest, hardworking. But he's trailing now by single digits, 5 or 6 points in the latest poll. But it's going to be decided over the next few months. And for Republicans to keep the majority, if they want that, which they do, we had Mitch McConnell on earlier this week, he's got to win. And what is his approach? We're going to ask him that and so much more because Johnson's also chairman of the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, Homeland Security, TSA. I think that'll come up. Does he want Donald Trump to campaign with him in Wisconsin? I'm sure that'll come up. Will he even go to the convention? I know that'll come up. Hillary's email server and so much at the State Department, all on the docket.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight. for their reason. You know, the people that to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult. And people who come close to cracking and all that, that's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox News Talk's Laugh Track.
Jim Gaffigan.
Available on Comedy Central Records.
I took so many pictures. That's all we do, right, as a society. It's like, hey, instead of enjoying this moment, let's take pictures. We take pictures of everyday life and act like we're capturing history. Unbelievable. The cat's asleep. Post that on my Twitter. Because we have the cameras on our phones.
Do we need that?
It's not like 10 years ago we were like, I wish I could take a low-quality photo of my dessert. Text it to someone that's not interested. But I can't, so I guess I'll just eat it. What are we supposed to do with all these photos? I mean, I have more pictures of my children than my father ever looked at me.
A little laughter to lighten your load from Fox News Talk.
Online at foxnewstalk.com.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Kilmeade and Friends.
Hey, we're back, everybody. You know what we're talking about. We're talking about the personal attacks from Hillary and Donald Trump and vice versa. President Obama getting back on the campaign trail, and the State Department admits it's editing out tough questions that expose maybe details that they don't want to expose on their website, which is the ultimate record, the American record. Joining us now, Senator Ron Johnson, a man who left the business world to the U.S. Senate. And has brought an air of decorum and class to it, but is in the fight of his life to keep that seat with the man he unseated, Senator Russ Feingold. Senator, welcome back.
Morning, Brian. How you doing?
Good. Senator, first off, on the personal attacks going back and forth between Trump and Hillary, is that going to get worse, you think?
Yeah, I'm not a political pundit, Mike, but my guess would be yes.
I sense that as well. When you look at a businessman going into politics, what do you know now that you didn't know then?
Well, certainly there are not enough people in Washington, D.C., whether it's the bureaucrats, whether it's staff, or quite honestly even members of Congress, that literally have any experience in the private sector. And that's really bad because these are the people writing the rules, the regulation, the laws that are imposing, you know, their lack of information, their lack of experience on the private sector and making it very difficult to grow a business and an organization and create the good paying jobs we all want. So they're literally clueless. They think business is easy. And even worse, Brian, they think if you're trying to make a profit, that you're doing something wrong. I mean, you're disadvantaging, you're taking advantage of your customers and your employees, and they're the really smart angels. They're going to write the rules, the regulations, and laws that are going to make you behave properly. It's an arrogance that just permeates Washington, D.C., and it's really sickening.
The president got up on the campaign trail yesterday and started trumpeting how he turned the economy around, how it was falling, and he saved it. And first and foremost, the people that benefited the most were the people of Indiana. Is the president responsible for turning around Indiana?
No, it's just fortunate that his policies haven't totally destroyed our economy. You know, the American economy is a marvel because of innovators and entrepreneurs and personal individual liberty and freedom and a free market competitive system that really is a marvel. But what's hampering it, what's keeping it from realizing its full potential are all the rules, all the regulations, a completely uncompetitive tax system, and energy policies by this administration that, as candidate Obama once said, we're going to make electricity rates skyrocket. I mean, all those things, overregulation, overtaxation, and driving up energy prices, it's the worst thing you can possibly do to an economy that's trying to compete in a global economy.
All right. So the president's going to be out selling what he's done, and it seems like Hillary Clinton's best chance of victory is talking about a third term for Barack Obama. Like it or not, he says he has 51% approval rating. Come over to my side, Hillary, and we'll see what he does when he formally gets it. Meanwhile, I know you're up for re-election, but when you talk about Hillary Clinton, she also has her email server issue. She says it's just like Colin Powell. It's not that big. It's not a big deal. I didn't know it was a problem. Now they solidify the issue for future secretaries of state. What is your take?
Well, first of all, it's not even close. I mean, she's lying through her teeth. Let's be honest about this. The recklessness, the dangerous attitude she took toward these highly sensitive communications. Brian, I negotiated a lot in business. I can't imagine something better than having the email communication between the negotiator and headquarters, and that's what Hillary Clinton exposed. I mean, we have to assume our enemies have had access to every email that ever crossed that server, and these could be some pretty sensitive communications. So, I mean, did that affect Vladimir Putin's actions as it relates to Ukraine? Or how about the Iranians as they started ramping up toward a negotiation on the nuclear agreement? So, no, it's unbelievably reckless and dangerous behavior. Nothing even close to Colin Powell, who did some personal emails on a public server site. No, this was unbelievably reckless on the part of Secretary Clinton.
Senator Johnson, we know the two times they were probing to try to hack into her system, two times in the IG report. Do you know something else?
I really don't, but again, I just have to assume, I think we have to assume, and she should have assumed, that by setting up this private server in her bathroom, I guess, she was exposing state secrets, very sensitive information, that really could give the upper hand to our enemies in terms of negotiations, just their actions around the world. And let's face it, Brian, you know, America's stature in the world has been reduced during President Obama's 7.5 years, and part of that, of course, was under Hillary Clinton's reign at State Department.
But he says that Donald Trump has the world rattled, that the world likes him.
Well, listen, Donald Trump wants to strengthen our economy so we can rebuild our military. He wants to defeat ISIS. He wants to secure our borders. I think our allies were also highly concerned about Ronald Reagan, and yet Ronald Reagan ushered in peace through strength. President Obama's strategy has been one of peace through withdrawal and has been a miserable failure. So just look at the facts. The facts support peace through strength, not peace through withdrawal.
Do you think that you'll, as a businessman, do you think you want Donald Trump to campaign for you?
Listen, I think we need a business person in the White House that understands how hard business is and how Washington, D.C. makes it that much more difficult to, again, grow and thrive and create the good paying jobs and opportunities that all Americans are looking for.
Senator, you know, he's a brand new candidate, even though he's well known, and he's anything but traditional in terms of the statements he says. Have you come to the conclusion yet whether you want to endorse him or, number one, would want to endorse him, number one, and number two, if you think it'll hurt or help your chance of keeping that seat?
Well, again, Brian, I'm just a manufacturer from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm not a political pundit. Nobody can predict these things. But what I always do is I accentuate the positive. I look at the areas of agreement. And again, let me restate it. Donald Trump's a business person. He understands how the business world works. He understands how hard Washington makes it for our economy to grow. So he'll be in a better position to strengthen our economy. He's completely committed to strengthening our and rebuilding our military, defeating ISIS, securing our borders. I'll concentrate on those areas of agreement, and I'll definitely support him in those policies.
Right. Senator, let's move on and talk about your race. Here's what Russ Feingold said about you. As you know, he wants his seat back desperately. One of the biggest upsets last time around 6 years ago. And if he did get it back, he would be one of the most liberal guys there. You're not. Cut 37. He takes on you on the VA. He says you're hyping it up.
Almost every veteran you talk to is very happy with the VA. They like the care they get. He doesn't know that. It's his ideology. Somehow this is some awful system. I ask people, how are you being treated at the Milwaukee VA? I love it. I got my glasses there. That's the reality.
Is that the reality?
You know, the vast majority of people working in the VA and the vast majority of veterans do appreciate that care. There's no doubt about that. But there's also no doubt about the fact there were some real abuses. And quite honestly, there are a number of people dating back as far as 2008, 2009 that were trying to raise the alarms over a very dangerous situation of opiate over prescriptions, and Senator Feingold should have known it. People were trying to contact his office. He's the one that's politicizing this, but the fact of the matter is the Office of the Inspector General, the watchdog over that agency, lost its sense of mission. They should have been loyal to the finest among us, our veterans, and the American people. Instead, they were loyal to the agency. They tried to protect the VA, and as a result of the fact that even though these problems were known, they were never publicized, so there were no reforms enacted. The result of that is good people died, and I think those tragedies could have been prevented if people like Senator Feingold would have paid attention to people raising the alarms.
So you're saying when he was in office, that was his job, and you feel as though he dropped the ball?
There were so many instances where you had, for example, leaders of the union going to Washington, D.C., trying to raise the alarm bells, but nothing ever happened. And, of course, everybody's kind of covering each other's tail right now. But the fact of the matter is, when I first found out about this in January 2015, because I'm chairman of the committee, I immediately began an investigation. And it's because of our works and the publicity that has been paid to the abuses in the VA system, people have actually been held accountable. The doctor that they called Candyman in Toma is gone. So is his nurse practitioner. The executive director that turned a blind eye is gone. And the inspector general, the acting inspector general, that buried, that covered up over 140 reports on different inspections and investigations of the, within the VA system itself, he also resigned, or I guess retired, under the pressure of my committee. So I've actually held people accountable, and I understand these problems. I'm not going to bury anything. I'm the watchdog over the watchdog.
You also have a situation where you are trailing. Why do you think you're trailing, Senator Johnson? I know you're proud of the job you've done, but the polls show maybe they want Feingold back.
Brian, I think it's a dead even race. I think Senator Feingold even realizes that. Wisconsin presidential election is a little bit tougher for Republican conservatives, but I think we've got a great story to tell about not only the work I'm doing as chairman of the committee and holding people accountable, but the fact that, that we're showing up in every community, we're making connections through an inner-city church of connecting people who want to turn their lives around, getting them job interviews and getting them jobs. We've got a really good story to tell, and I think when given a chance and the resources, we're going to be able to tell that story, and I think I'm going to be back there in 2017.
You're on the Foreign Relations Committee. The Senator Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is going to be speaking in San Bernardino, a major foreign policy speech. What do you expect to hear? What worries you the most? What do you hope to hear?
Well, again, you know, I'm the guy that got under his skin that elicited the comment, what difference at this point does it make? And so I'll expect to hear more of the same. You know, she'll continue to mislead the American public, whether it's about her dereliction of duty in Benghazi or her reckless and dangerous behavior as a result of the email system. And let's face it, her reset with Russia was a miserable failure. You know, we're told that an awful lot of the events in Libya, that was going to be kind of her crowning achievement. It's been a failed state. So, no, I mean, the foreign policy of this administration, this reset with Russia, you know, what a farce. You know, we are our position in the world has been reduced because of Secretary Clinton and President Obama's foreign policy.
Well, the Secretary of State at some point, there was somebody in there editing out the record. Questions from journalists like James Rosen, who asked maybe got an answer from Jen Psaki, who was one spokesperson, that they didn't like. So they edited out of the record. John Kirby, who got that job now, said this yesterday. It wasn't a glitch as originally explained. It was deliberately edited out of the record. And everyone knows what we're talking about by now. We're talking about the lead up to the Iranian deal, which might be one of the worst America has ever signed, and no one's still been candid about how it was done and what's in it. So having said that, here's Kirby trying to admitting for the first time that it was deliberately edited out of the record. Cut 10.
We do not know who made the request to edit the video or why it was made. They tried to pursue it, but, I mean, it was 3 years ago. And the individual who took the call just simply doesn't have a better memory of it. And there were no rules, no regulations in place that prohibited this.
We know who edited it. We just don't know who gave the order to edit it out. They don't remember. Is that acceptable?
No, it's not. And let's face it, Brian. I hope the American people are watching. It's not what Obama administration or Secretary Clinton says. It's what they do. And the fact is, President Obama said he was going to have the most transparent administration in history. He's been the most opaque. Do you realize I had to subpoena the Office of Inspector General of the VA to get the records we needed to publish, to investigate the problems and publish our 359-page report on it? We didn't even get all the information. They are still resisting. They still have not turned over all the material we demanded in our subpoena. That's the lack of transparency. That's how opaque. It's like pulling teeth to get any information out of this administration.
And that's what the Benghazi committee has been saying the same thing. And I keep thinking about CENTCOM. There were a lot of those operatives who were told to make things look better than they were with ISIS. I'm wondering who gave that order. We still don't know. So do you not take John Kirby at his word that they just can't figure out who gave the order to edit out James Rosen's question?
Well, maybe he doesn't know, but somebody in the administration certainly knows, and they're just covering it up. And that's been pretty much the history. That's been the record of this administration. They cover things up. They hide it from the American people. And Brian, you know, one thing I found out entered this political realm is, as a conservative, the bias in the mainstream media is revealed far more in what they don't report as opposed to the very overt bias in what they do. So that's why Clinton can get away with the things she's getting away with. That's why President Obama can get away with this opacity, this lack of accountability, is the mainstream press just doesn't show the outrage that they should show.
Right.
They don't report the abuse of this administration.
Is that part of the reason why you don't think Donald Trump got the blowback many expected when he excoriated the media on Tuesday with his description of the media as essentially in very negative fashion?
Well, I think the reputation of the mainstream media is pretty low in the the minds of the American public. It's almost as low as the impression of Congress, quite honestly. So, no, there's an awful lot of anger, an awful lot of angst. But I tell you what, Brian, the anger, frustration, angst is being misdirected. You have all the, whether it's big banks, big pharma, big oil, it's really big government. It's the government that is rigging the game or running the game that everybody's got to play that can be rigged by the other interests. So we've got to refocus people's attention on the real problem. It's the source of the problem. It's big government doing all these things it never was intended to do. It does very poorly.
And finally, Senator, will I see you in Cleveland?
We're trying to nail down my schedule right now. I'm running a tough re-election, and there's plenty of things to do here in Wisconsin.
So you might not go, you might go. You don't know?
Not haven't made that decision yet.
Okay. Well, look us up if you're there. We'll be there with radio and television. We hope to talk to you. I know you're going to be in a tough fight, but you seem to like that. Senator Ron Johnson, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
All right. 1-866-408-7669. Great interview. I love talking to him. Back in a moment.
Listen and pick up on some things you didn't know before. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
Get Tiger Lady today. Go to TigerLady.com. Tiger Lady is an excellent graduation gift. Go to TigerLady.com through Memorial Day. Use the code SAVINGS to save 20%. Find your fierce with Tiger Lady.
Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter my promo code Brian at checkout. Talk about how simple it is to personalize your business cards and other marketing materials on their website. They have thousands of industry-specific templates. Customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. Upload your logo to one of Vistaprint's designs, or you can upload your own design. Vistaprint has a special offer for my listeners if you use my promo code Brian at Vistaprint.com. You're going to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the price. To try 500 business cards for $9.99. To redeem this offer and get 500 customers' business cards for $9.99, visit Vistaprint.com. Create and design your custom business cards. Enter my promo code, Brian, at checkout. That's code Brian. This is an exciting offer for a great product. So don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. Or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
All right, just wrapping up this hour. It was always great to talk to Senator Ron Johnson. And let me just remind you, if it's Father's Day for you and you want to get a book signed to your dad, just go to BrianKilmeade.com, Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, or George Washington's Secret Six. I can personalize it for a few more days and guarantee that it'll get there in time. Meanwhile, let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
All right, another reality show. I know what you're thinking, finally. Yep, and it's Kardashian-related, so good. E! Is now greenlighting the reality show about Rob and China. That's the name of it. It's Rob Kardashian and Black China. 6-episode docu-series, so it's got to be accurate. It's got docu in it. They're waiting the birth of their first child. What is the connection here, guys? Why should we care?
Just because it should be a disaster on television. But I will say this, Wendy Williams sort of predicted this earlier, before this news broke.
Wow. She is something.
She's good for the pop news.
Denise Brown, you know, sister of Nicole Brown, who was killed by O.J. Simpson, will be hosting a new series on NBC, a true crime series. They're going to investigate all sides of storied cases where justice was denied. How do you feel about that?
It'll be interesting. Maybe watch the first episode and see if you get hooked or not.
Tell me if this happened to you. You're in Saudi Arabia. You can't get a cab. What do? Walk? Not anymore. Uber has raised $3.5 billion from Saudi Arabia. Its valuation is about $62.5 billion. There's no change. Uber now has an investment in Saudi Arabia, looking to diversify their economy. Maybe this is part of it. As part of the deal, the managing director, who, as you know him as Yasir Al-Yurman, yeah, that one, will join Uber's board. Last week, Uber revealed it has pocketed an undisclosed amount of funding from Toyota as well.
Also,
how cool is that?
It's super cool. However, the reason why they also invested in it is because, you know, women can't drive in Saudi Arabia, and to hire your own driver and car is very expensive. So it's sort of helping, you know, society in Saudi Arabia for, you know, women can get around a little easier and cheaper.
It's all about women. Speaking about women, Elizabeth Holmes goes from the number one on the Forbes list of the richest to nothing. From $4.5 billion to nothing. Evidently, she topped the list because she was a self-made, richest self-made woman. Well, it turns out everything has fallen apart. Her estimated wealth was based on her 50% stake in Theranos, the blood testing company she founded in 2003. Theranos shares are now traded on the stock market. Private investors purchased stakes in 2014 at a price that implied a $9 billion valuation, but that has fallen apart. Do we know why?
Yes, it's because then Theranos has been hit with allegations that its tests are inaccurate.
Well, that would be bad.
Exactly.
Not even, don't get into detail. They just are not that good. All right, fine. Sorry, Elizabeth. Now you gotta go get a job. You could drive with Uber. It's a great part-time job that works around your schedule. Keep listening. Hi, everybody. This is Brian Kilmeade from the Kilmeade and Friends radio show. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Yup, it's called Super Beets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Super Beets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body. This equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. That's what you need to know. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure as well. You know, I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts,
shots, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Plus, Super Beats now comes in black cherry flavor, so if the taste was holding you back before, then now is the time to try it. Get a 30-day supply for free with your very first order. For free, plus get the book Beat the Odds free, and a free shipping is thrown in as well. Call 1-800-541-2516. That's 1-800-541-2516. Or log on to briansbeats.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I found where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. At a campaign event in Los Angeles, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he doesn't think opponent Hillary Clinton will wrap up the Democratic nomination Tuesday.
It is extremely unlikely that Secretary Clinton will have the requisite number of pledged delegates to claim victory on Tuesday night.
Clinton needs less than 100 delegates in California to clinch. After an admittingly rough start by both sides, it seems Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee are coming together to see victory in November, Chairman Reince Priebus.
I don't think it could be going any smoother. Now, we have a lot more resources here than we used to have, too, though. 4 years ago, we had basically about four full-time people in Ohio, and today we're pushing 53. I mean, it's just, it's a different RNC.
The convention will be held in Cleveland, where Trump is expected to be named the nominee for president.